Great Uniter's ambitions have ended, but the Earth Kingdom has fallen back into disarray. Can our heroes pick up the pieces? Strand Gamers presents a playtest campaign, Avatar: The Eternal Chronicles.
Okay. We are on with Avatar, episode 2.
We're not going to talk about Footloose anymore?
No.
We could continue talking about Footloose.
Yes.
Nothing.
Previously on Avatar, The Eternal Chronicles, President Raiko put together a task force to clean up the old Earth Empire. Our heroes, Soma, the beautiful boozy bruiser of the Southern Water Tribe, Zaheer, the master inventor equalist turned activist.
Zahar.
Fuck you. You named your character that shit.
Zaheer, Zahar, who gives a shit?
Daloon, an ordinary Earth Kingdom citizen who became the new Air Nation's first soundbender. And Sek Fa, 13 years old and already a cracking great airbender, have all teamed up as a task force unit led by Soma's father, Ronto. This group has already had their first victory shaking down an Agni Kai hideout and learned of a mysterious deal going down at the docks tonight.
What on earth was that?
I assume that was the intro music.
Earth. Fire. Wind. Water.
That only happened on Hiccup's first
Avatar
episode.
Avatar mastered all four elements.
No, we're gonna get so sued for that.
No.
We're making the mouth sounds? No, I don't think so. I'm sure as soon as this game goes up, my cease and desist letter is inbound. But, you know, sometimes shit happens and Nickelodeon gets mad.
Dang,
they really didn't like my SpongeBob erotica. It was
well,
slash.
Trying to check if it exists on fanfiction.net.
I guarantee you it does.
Why does. Why would it not?
I guarantee you there is a SpongeBob Bukkake story out there. Because he's so
SpongeBob
absorbed.
X Squidward X Mr. Krabs.
Yep. Oh, there's that's no right. We had happens. You added some new things to the character. Shite.
I think I put energy in there. Yeah. Because for some reason you guys wanted to track the most important thing on your character sheets.
I'll just assume I always have 10 at every second then.
I mean, we are spoiled. Absolutely spoiled.
There's a cat being naughty. I should discipline him.
Okay.
My cat is being super well behaved. Look at him. He's just staring at me contently because I didn't steal his blanket this time.
As I mentioned in the recap, you guys had just basically beat up a bunch of Agni Kai mooks, broken into the office of the owner of this club, who's apparently called Blaze.
Because of the theme going on?
Yep.
And stolen his ledgers and discovered that he is making a giant transaction, I believe it was 20,000 yuans, at Pier 17 tonight.
It was at like 11 or some shit?
Yes.
Hmm. What time is it now, even?
We did go at night, so it probably would be somewhere on the order of like 9 o'clock-ish.
Well, at 9 is when you get to clubs.
Right, and we immediately went into the club and started shit.
I believe Soma was invited to come in around 6 or so, and we can assume at least an hour.
You guys went
probably
at
came
opening.
Around 8-ish, rather.
Okay.
We're losers. Why did we go at opening?
Are.
Why didn't we pregame?
Who said I
didn't? I don't know about the rest of you.
Who pregames at 6?
People that wake up early and have jobs?
Yeah. I think Soma is constantly pregaming.
I was going to say, when did you start drinking? Noon?
Excuse me, clear head, drunken form, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I just broke this motherfucking door.
So yeah, you were standing in Blaze's office.
So I will take his ledger and put it in my bag, and then just start trashing his office.
What are you doing?
We have to make it look like someone else did it.
No, we don't. We have what we need. We can just get out of here.
Yeah, so they can ambush us?
No, if we waste time trashing the office, then they're going to ambush us because they'll have more time to set it up. Let's go! Come on!
We can just say the triple threats did this.
I'm leaving, and I'm taking...
I have the ledger. It's in my bag.
Okay.
It is my ledger now.
Fair enough.
Hey, this guy won't be able to do his taxes.
Yay!
He does his taxes anyway.
Oh, he's on it. That's how they got Capone. He's not falling for that.
Yeah.
It's true. That is how they got Capone. Tax evasion.
Yeah, I'll basically throw the desk over and...
Okay. You throw his desk over.
I'm gonna shake my head. Thunk. I'm gonna shake my head, take the kid, and start getting the fuck out.
And then I will leave. And the guy that was still conscious, I'm just gonna say, triple threat sent us.
See, that's God. Smart.
And then I will leave.
Are they the quadruple threats? Because you've got airbenders.
They're just contract workers.
I was going to say, I'm going to bend some ice.
Oh, so they don't get benefits?
No, I'm going to bend some ice over his mouth. I'll keep his nose uncovered, but just like, chink.
Well, I mean, you can't erode the name by changing it.
That's true. But yeah, so I'm going to guide Sekhva underneath my, underneath my arm and be like, nobody told me you were going to be here. I thought you were supposed to stay outside.
We,
but I want to help.
Well, you can help by getting the getaway bison. Speaking of which, where is the getaway bison?
Oh, all right, let me guys. Get her. I'm going to blow my whistle.
All right,
oh,
guys.
Oh, my God.
Well, you can't hear the whistle.
Yeah, it's a quiet whistle.
Yeah. Right.
But it's also a whistle that's in the shape of a bison.
Yeah, it is a bison whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, right, it's guys. Like the one that Opal was blowing, just like...
All right, guys, the shit is going down. 11 o'clock tonight. I can't remember the dock.
17.
At dock 17.
And we should probably go there and prepare some kind of stakeout.
This right. Club shakes as something heavy lands on the roof. And goes...
I'll meet you guys there. I'll go get my bike.
I will try to... I don't know. Are there things I could kind of hop my way up onto the roof?
I'm sure
we
could.
You're an airbender.
Okay,
you can
I'll do that thing.
Effort.
Danil, take care of her. I'm going to split off into the alleyways.
Daloon, but yes.
Danil? Daloon?
Daloon.
Okay,
yo,
sorry.
D!
Still getting used to it.
D!
Take care of Sekhva. I'm going to split off into the alleyways. Hopefully they won't try and chase all of us.
Well, of course I'll take care of Sekhva.
Good man. I'm boom, ready. I'm out.
I have gone.
I won't even care.
Gone.
I have gone.
I'm going to nuzzle my bison. Because I missed her.
Okay. So if I understand correctly, you guys are basically splitting up, but all heading to Pier 17?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is okay. Basically it.
Yeah, I mean, you bison off. Those of you on ground take a couple different ways and double back. Make sure you're not being followed, but it seems like you beat up all the Yagni Kai in that building. Seems like they no longer want any of you. When you reach Pier 17... there's a big warehouse, and then a long pier that extends out of it. Standing at the end of the pier, well, are you guys intending to sneak up on this place?
I was intending.
I think it would be prudent to sneak.
Hear about it.
I'm still drunk, so.
You won't be by 11 o'clock.
Okay, I suppose. Are we waiting that long?
I mean, it's only about 7.
I thought you guys were heading straight there. Yeah.
We are
set up an ambush.
Yeah.
But, okay, so yeah, I'm still currently drunk since it's only been like 15 minutes since I drank my thing.
So the question is, are you the kind of drunk who collapses into the soft, inviting fur of your bison, or are you the kind of drunk who drives a bison
doesn't
into
shut
somebody?
Up.
Well, I'm currently driving a bison, so...
Yeah. Well, I imagine the bison isn't going to be like, I'm going to crash into a building!
Well, Moimoy still obeys her command. Like, if she starts listing off to the side, Moimoy is going to go...
Like... So, yes, I am currently drunk, driving a bison towards the dock. Pier warehouse in some
way. Okay. Well, you get there first, since you're not stopping to pick up a bike and you're going in a straight line. So, you start cruising down towards the docks. Moimoy skims against the top of this warehouse as you're bringing her down.
I'd like to do what I can to dampen the sound.
Sure, make me an easy check.
Okay. What's an easy check? I forget.
Oh, actually, in this case, an easy. You don't need to roll anything. You can just expend one die of energy to use your sound bending to muffle the impact.
Okay, then.
Yip, yip.
Yip, yip.
So, you do that. You land down on the roof. I assume keeping Moimoy back a little bit so she can't be seen.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about being subtle at all right now.
Yeah, but yeah, I but am. I can.
Okay.
I can,
so, yes. You can. Yes,
I can direct you.
Okay.
In the art of not driving a bison right into the middle of a big deal. 2 hours early.
Down at the end of the dock, it's a long dock, so you can't see very much of them, but you can see that there are three figures standing at the end. The man in the center is standing alert and ready with perfect posture, just looking out at the sea. There's two people sort of milling around behind them. Even from here, you can tell from their body language that they are bored and listless.
So what are we doing?
We're waiting.
Okay.
At the very least, we need to wait until the others show up.
The Air Nation is pretty pathetic.
Do I see a giant flying bison anywhere when I arrive?
I would arrive before you.
Yeah. She doesn't have a bike. When you
I'm aware of that.
Close, Zahar, you cut the engine and sort of walk your bike in. Coming down the hill towards the docks, you can see a giant bison standing on the roof of this warehouse. And your two Air Nation friends in their very visible yellow and red wingsuits.
No, I thought...
Yeah, we're not in
kids
the...
Kids wearing one of my jackets.
I probably took it off by now because I was hot.
Yeah, liquor will do that.
Mm.
That's true, you guys did change for the occasion. Except,
except for me.
Yep. But regardless, you can see your two friends standing on the edge, looking out over the dock.
I'll head over and take off my helmet and, like, goggles.
Okay.
You should probably wear something a little less visible, kid.
Also maybe hide the bison somewhere. I'm not there, though.
Wait,
are you climbing up?
On the roof, or...?
Zahar, are you climbing up to be with them? Because they're standing on a roof.
Are they on a roof?
Yes. I've only said it 13 times, so I can understand.
I thought you said they were on the other side of the warehouse. Like, they hid behind the warehouse.
No, it appears as though they are hiding on the roof of the warehouse.
Well, probably, like, peeking over the edge.
Yeah.
I'll take a rock and toss it up at them.
Okay. Who are you trying to hit?
Daloon, you get beamed by a rock.
Ah. Oh, it's Zahar.
I give them a wave.
I wave back.
I will wave back enthusiastically!
Oh, please. Subtlety.
So excited to be on this mission.
What does subtlety mean?
Well, she did, like, push a guy over.
Oh. Subtlety is when we don't make a spectacle of ourselves.
Yeah, I'll just sort of hide attention. My bike behind the warehouse.
Oh, okay, so like hiding.
Yes, exactly like hiding.
Okay.
Daloon, you're still injured, right?
Yes, I have 2 injury.
Okay, you have had enough time to take a breather and patch yourself up, so you can roll a d10 and recover from that many.
Cool. Yay, exactly 2.
Hooray.
Yay.
You're less terrible.
I was really hoping it wasn't 1.
Well, you know, what are the odds?
1 in 10?
Yeah, 1 in 10.
I'll have to take your word on that. Soma, I guess you got a cab or something?
Yeah.
Stop a block away. Come ambling up.
Still...
You'll see them. I'm hiding in the shadows behind the warehouse.
Yes, but the Air Nation is not known for their stealth abilities. They are not ninjas.
Equalists, pretty awesome at it.
Yes.
Mm.
Cowards.
Also, Zahar, you're not wearing a hat. What are you doing?
I took hats off my helmet.
Hats are the official garb of non-benders. It is known.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you gotta wear a hat. At least your helmet. What? Hats are the official garb of non-benders.
Wait, what?
It is known.
Have you not noticed this?
No.
Wear a hat?
No.
It's from that Tumblr. That really hilarious Tumblr.
That was great, by the way.
Woo didn't wear a hat, though, and he's a non-bender.
It was just a joke about how when Mako and Korra snuck into the Equalist rally, they just put on hats.
Yes.
Yeah. Making themselves completely unrecognizable.
Well, I think they were also wearing, like, a scarf around their face, too.
Yeah, Mako never wears a scarf.
Especially a bright red one, right?
Yeah, at all times a bright red one. Mako's scarf has fans.
Yes, it does.
That stupid Tumblr is going to cause even more bullshitting about Avatar.
Yep.
Which is, I suppose, topically appropriate because we're playing a game that is Avatar.
Okay.
So I'm gonna duck behind the warehouse over and go over to Zahar and just like kind of make like a sort of really face at her as I jerk my head up at the flying bison parked on the roof.
I'm shrugging. I wasn't there. What am I gonna do? Yell at them? Get off the damn roof?
Okay, so here's what we do. Maybe when the shipment comes, we can use them as a distraction. They certainly seem really good at making themselves noticeable.
Yes, but okay. We might want the buffer. I don't know how many people will be with the shipment.
I can take him. What?
Probably best. Like, I'm assuming the leader of the... Was it Agni Kai? Is that the gang name?
Yes.
Is better than his mooks?
Well, I mean, it's not about... whether or not we're going to be fighting them anyway. Because they're going to be the distraction. We are going to sneak on board and try and spoil the shipment.
First of all, we don't know what the shipment is.
Okay, it's...
Yeah, it wasn't our mission to find out.
I'm pretty sure it's weapons.
Oh, sorry, yeah, that's right. We did want to find it out, not spoil it. Forgive me. Yeah, all we have to do is they're the distraction. We sneak on board, figure out what the shipment is, and then we go. They're airbenders. Aren't they really good at just flying around and doing nothing?
They seem pretty good at doing nothing.
Well, let's see how good they are at flying around. They wear those weird, you know, wingsuits, right?
Well, only one of them is wearing a wingsuit right now.
Yeah.
And the other one has a flying bison.
No, that's the one
nope,
that has the
it's
wings.
The same one.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. The whole point is I'm intentionally not knowing this.
All airbenders look the same to you.
Yeah, it's like,
that's racist.
Well, but he's an airbender. I mean, don't they all? Can't they all just fly flying bisons?
I don't know. I've never been trained airbender before.
Okay, I mean, he's kind of... I don't know.
You're about to say smart, and then you stopped yourself.
I was going to say, no, believe me, the other thing I was going to say was he's kind of small. Maybe he could fit into her wingsuit.
Oh.
He's not that
I'm actually not that small.
Yeah, and then I realized that...
I described myself as stocky,
yeah,
he described
himself as kind of stocky, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Earth Nation.
I have an Earth Nation build, basically.
What are you trying to say about Earth Nation?
They're stocky.
Yeah, they tend to be pretty stocky.
Racist.
Except Wu.
Prince Wu.
Very notably.
Well, isn't he King Wu?
No, said he was dissolving all of that crap.
Yeah,
I figured that he would just
want... That takes time.
England still has a queen.
Who
and we
still
live
has a
for
queen?
Her.
England.
God hoist the queen.
God hoist the queen.
Yeah, maybe he'll exist to call Parliament.
Huh.
So, am I correct that your intention is to just bicker quietly until this ship comes in?
I mean, yes. We have 2 hours, so we can bicker in real time and we'll still have plenty of time.
Wait, wait.
Anyway. No. So, more seriously. Well, if we're just going to be sneaking onto the ship, then yeah, they can provide a suitable distraction. We sneak on board, we get the job done, and then presumably they'll be able to escape. I mean, I trust them. Sort of. Speaking of which, how exactly did Sekhva get into the club?
She said one of the fire... the Agnikais let him in by paying him money.
Okay, so what you're telling me here is that it wasn't one of us that let her in.
Yeah.
Okay. I was about to be really angry, but I think that I can handle...
Well, you're the one that got her drunk.
Well, that's the thing. I thought it was going to be for Mr. Priss up there.
He can buy his own goddamn drinks.
I thought you were being nice and, I don't know, buying him a drink or something like that. You wouldn't want to buy him a drink?
No, he's not my type.
Do airbenders even drink?
I assume.
Well, they don't eat meat, right?
I don't think alcohol is made from meat.
No, but it is sometimes filtered with animal products.
Okay.
What, you've never made wine out of a sheep's gut?
I have not made wine before. I make more useful things.
Oh. Wine is extremely useful.
I find radios and shit a lot more useful. And
well, yeah, naturally.
Wine is not my forte.
I can teach you. It's very relaxing.
No thanks.
Okay. Well, I guess we just wait for them to mess something up then.
Okay.
So are we just going to look at the stuff, or are we going to try to stop the shipment?
I mean, well, the mission is to figure out what it is. I suppose if we wanted brownie points, we could try and stop it. Be the rational thing that I would do.
Yeah, it seems like that's like the natural thing to do, is to not let the gang have what is most likely weapons.
That's true. Do you need to get up there? I said, like, I point up to the top of the roof.
Do we need to talk to him?
We might want to let him know that they're going to be the distraction, since they're the ones with the flying bison.
All right, I'm going to toss a rock again at Zaloon.
I'm going to make the calm down kind of thing.
Okay, fine. I'll go down. I shall cushion my fall with some air. And that's the thing I do.
So how's she doing?
I would describe her as tipsy currently.
That's good. She'll probably wear off when you actually need to do something.
Hopefully.
Yes. So here's the thing that you're going to do. You're going to be bait.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Well, no, it's going to be easy because you guys have the flying bison.
I guess.
All you have to do is just fly around, make a big scene, huge distraction when the shipment comes in, which I think is going to be really easy because you've got the flying bison. And Zahar and I are going to sneak on board the ship, try and figure out what the shipment is, and if it's something that we can stop or maybe sabotage, then there we go. It'll be easy.
Okay, then.
I give him the thumbs up, and then, you know, go and get in quote-unquote position, and by get in position, I mean continue hiding behind the warehouse. Actually, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to scope out the rest of the pier. Is there any way for us to kind of get, like, underneath the pier?
Sure. I mean,
okay.
If you want to jump in the water,
you're a waterbender.
You can certainly
go
to another pier and jump down. And
yeah, I would like to know how far apart the piers are spaced, like where I would need to go in order to be able to jump into the water without being seen by the person who's currently on the docks.
You probably don't even need to jump in, you know, slip
in. You could turn it into
okay,
ice.
When I say jump in, I'm saying... I don't mean literally jump in, I mean submerge myself in the water.
You could certainly, within probably 25 feet, go find a place that you could slowly ease yourself into the water without attracting attention.
Okay, I would like to do that thing.
Okay, you do the thing.
Yay, and then I'm going to start swimming my way over to, like, underneath the pier so that, like, I'm under it. I want to see if if I can get a better look at who's on the pier.
Make me a normal check for sneaking. Do you have any, like, of the underwater talents or anything?
No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, then just make me a normal check to sneak up on them without being seen.
Okay. I forget. I believe I... So I can put whatever energy I want into this?
Yes.
Okay.
And normal is 1-6?
Normal is 1, yes.
Okay. So let me see here.
You will get a replenishment roll if you succeed.
Okay. So that's, I would like to put 4 energy into this.
Okay.
And pray. And I got 1 success.
Okay, great.
Wait, successes are 8 and above?
Yes.
8 and above, okay, yes, 1 success.
Okay, you get a replenishment roll that you can spend immediately.
Well. I get my energy. Oh, that's good. That covers the 2 energy I was missing, so I'm back up to 10.
Nice. So you slip in quietly underneath the docks through the water, peer up. You can see 2 kind of Agni Kai thugs in their gang colors. And the guy in front is dressed like an accountant. He's in a smart little suit and vest, not flashy or particularly expensive, but well made. He has a little pair of spectacles perched on his nose, and he is holding on to a briefcase that you would presume contains the 20,000 yuans.
Okay. And the thug's
if this
probably
is Blaze,
he's
the most inaccurately named person in the world.
Well, we'll see what happens. Alright, I would like to stay underneath the dock and just try and keep the stakeout going.
Okay. You're gonna get pretty soggy and cold. You can do it, it just probably won't be very...
He's used to being cold.
Racist!
Yup.
Hey, I was an equalist. I could be racist.
Maybe I can pretty easily bend the water so that it doesn't, like, soak too hard into me.
Yeah, but it's still going to be unpleasant.
Yeah,
to basically be treading water for an hour.
Maybe I should go back in towards shore and wait then.
You're welcome to do it. I'm just... Flavor-wise, it wouldn't be very nice.
Oh, okay. Well, then, in that case, I think I can grin and bear it and keep an ear out for them.
Okay. You can see, at around 10:30, a ship appears in the distance. The man in the suit actually produces a little collapsible spyglass and goes out and looks. They're early. Be on your watch. And the ship continues steaming in, making a direct line for this harbor. Very shortly, it pulls right up into the harbor. The suited man sits and waits as the gangplank is lowered. And a sailor, dressed in the manner of the Earth Kingdom, comes stepping down.
They all wear green, Georgie!
That's racist!
They all wear green! I'm literally the only waterbender that doesn't wear fucking blue all the time, and that's because I'm a stupid special snowflake.
I think most Republic City people don't necessarily wear the colors.
That's... I
because it's Republic City.
Yeah.
They have the influences of all the nations in their...
I don't know, I noticed a lot of people... Like, look at the fucking triple threat triads! The water dude wears blue, the fire dude wears red.
They have a theme going, so...
Yeah.
Oh, the Agni Kai's... Well, okay, alright, I'm not gonna argue this.
There's a theme going there.
Okay. So the Earth Kingdom captain lets out a gruff. You got the money? The man in the suit holds up the briefcase, flat, opens it up. From your position, Soma, you can see that it is indeed stuffed with stacks of yuans. He shuts it closed. The merchandise. I want to inspect it, and I want it in our warehouse before you get your money. Yeah. Tell you what, we'll roll it out onto the dock. You can take a look, and we'll bring it inside. Acceptable. And you can see the cargo hatch starts cranking down.
I'm gonna start moving closer to the dock.
Okay.
Trying to keep low.
All right.
In the shadows.
You slink around the ground.
And, like, hide behind, like, a crate or some shit that I'm sure is on the dock.
There are plenty of crates and barrels. And indeed, there is another crate, because the first thing that comes off this dock is a giant crate. Like, maybe 15 feet tall by 8 feet wide.
Oh, shit.
It's being rolled out by a massive forklift.
It's obviously a sculpture.
Oh shit, it's the David sculpture. The Avatar World equivalent of the David sculpture.
Yep.
They roll it down, and a group of sailors start prying it open. They open it up for the man in the suit who starts inspecting it, though from your angle, you guys can't see what's inside.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So... Let's see. Before this entire sequence plays out, I want to swim underneath the ship, come around to the other side.
Okay.
and get myself onto, like, solid ground and, like, climb up the side of the ship.
Okay, I'm gonna start... You want to climb up into the ship. Is that correct? Or you get
Yeah, but
back...
I want to I'm swimming on the far side of it from the harbor.
Okay.
Just so that I'm a little bit further away from the docks.
Okay.
And then
you can spend an energy. You have to sort of water geyser yourself up because you can't climb the smooth side of the ship.
Okay, that's fine. And then, I'm gonna start bending.
What are you bending?
I am going to I don't know if this is something that it would be okay for me to do, but I want to start churning the water so that it starts crashing up on the shore and, like, starts to make significant enough waves wherein it's, like, kind of dousing everybody in water. Like, okay. Disrupting the entire inspection process. Just temporarily. I'm hoping that is going to be the signal.
I don't think was the signal even
no.
discussed.
There was never a signal. Oh, okay. We never discussed a signal.
Okay.
That's the worst.
There
part.
Is no plan.
The plan yeah, is that there is no plan.
Okay. We're good at this, guys.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed they weren't moving out and creating a distraction when the shipment came, like I told them to. But oh well.
I don't think my character.
Well,
was
if we
told
do it too quickly, then.
Okay, I am gonna call this a hard check. So two boots.
Two successes, got it. I'm going to put 5 energy into this and pray.
Okay.
A 10, a 4, a 5, a 1, and a 2. Tens are not agains?
No.
But there
one
are
success.
Still
I did not
yeah,
make it.
You start bending, churning the water, making waves. It starts lapping up on onto the harbor. And you splash up against the captain. And he looks back, sees you standing on his ship. He starts to say, "Hey, what the hell are you?" And the man in the suit puts a soothing hand on his shoulder. "Allow me."
"Okay, now's our time to shine." So
okay.
"What? What? What?
Go, go, we need to go."
"Go, go what?"
"Fly the bison."
"Fly the bison?
Yes.
Where?"
"Swoop over them."
Okay. I'm assuming we're both on the bison?
Yes.
"Knock over the shipment."
I would like to try to blast them with air to, like, knock them down or whatnot.
Okay.
As we fly over them.
Just kind of do a bombing
sure,
run on
I,
them
I will
knock them off
kind of feet. Confusedly direct Wimoy over... to go over in that direction, sort of. Sure.
Okay.
Watch this be like a completely legitimate business transaction.
The man in the suit is walking up the gangplank. He has set down his suitcase full of money next to this crate. So I'm not sure... I guess Sekfa is flying Weimwei. So what is the plan?
He told me to go that way, so I'll go over that way above them, sort of, I guess. I don't know what I'm going to do otherwise.
Okay.
Well, you could crash the giant bison. You could crash the giant bison into the ship.
She's flying the bison.
Yes, it's a living creature.
But my character doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah,
it has
exactly.
Horns and rims.
You guys did not discuss this ahead of time.
No,
Sekfa is not a brilliant tactician.
I said swoop over them.
So
well,
that's what I'm trying
low,
to do?
Oh, yes, swoop low
she
over
She swoops
them.
In, and Weimwei just starts hovering above this.
No, yeah. Not hovering.
Like, he's like, making a strafing run.
Yeah.
It's like a bird
and
swooping.
When we go over them, I would like to direct an air blast at them to try and, you know, knock them off balance and whatnot.
Well, I will initially hover then, because I did not know what you meant. And then when you try
swoop over them to swoop, not saying swoop. Swoop and hover are like very extremely different things.
Yeah, swoop is really more of a diving motion that goes up and then back, up and down,
down and back. And you down and up. Swoop over that way, so I assume just me like to go over that way.
Yeah, it happens. Like, so you just can stop. Bitch.
Okay. Fucking 13-year-olds don't know what child swoop drop. Is. Jesus Christ, what is Tenzin teaching these kids?
No, 10:30.
I can't drive a bison.
Pretty hard too. I'm not.
I don't know where the gears are.
Okay.
Where's the clutch?
Well, yeah. Daloon, you're getting ready for your swoop, and instead it's kind of a lazy drift that ends in a hover until you yell at her to swoop. But you blast some air down. So your intention is, right now it's a group of sailors down there. There's two Agni Kai mooks, a big briefcase full of money, and a giant crate. So what exactly are you trying to do?
I would like to try to knock them off balance and mostly just get their attention as we fly off into the sunset.
Okay.
There is no sunset. Are you going to wait for the sun?
You wait for sunrise, then wait for sunset.
Okay, kids, we're going to be here like, 20 hours.
Sure, make me a normal roll.
Okay. What's a normal roll?
One boon to succeed.
Okay. I guess I'll extend 3 energy.
Okay.
To try and do this. Whoa, at 3. Okay.
Oh.
You airbend the shit out of that.
Yeah, they're getting ready to retaliate. And you just send a torrent of wind down that knocks them all on their feet. You have the option, if you want to knock away the briefcase and or the crate as well.
Oh my god, I would love to knock away the briefcase.
Okay.
A briefcase more money.
Full of yuans just, like, gets smashed against this crate and explodes, starts raining down mostly into the ocean.
That seems to be a thing you'd like to do.
Yep. Okay, now we make haste away, like, down the dock. Hopefully we can get a lot of them to follow us.
Away? Okay. Okay. Away. Okay.
Yeah. You turn your lumbering beast and start flying away. The two Agni Kai guys chase you, enraged. The sailors kind of get up much more slowly. It doesn't seem like they're much for a fight, but...
I'm going to hide on the other side of the crate I'm hiding behind, so that when they run by, they don't see someone crouching behind a crate.
Okay.
I'm going to jump back into the water.
Why? I just created a gigantic fucking distraction.
We know what the shipment is, Kevin.
What? What'd you
right
say?
There. Being on the ship is useless now.
Oh, okay. The shipment is
a
giant
naked man.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, wait, our characters don't know that, so.
Yeah, we actually have no idea what's in the crate.
Right, so I know that the crate is the shipment, and the crate is no longer on the ship.
Okay.
Well, at least one part of it.
So, Soma, you're diving into the water. The man
no,
in the suit...
they've convinced me not to dive into the water.
What are you doing instead?
I guess I'm going to go look around, in the confusion of it all, I'm going to go look around the ship and try and see if there's the rest of the shipment.
Again,
apparently
this man
there's more
the suit
than just
is
the
walking
shipment.
Towards you. He was not hit in the air blast because he moved before that. But he is approaching you, not menacingly, like he's not got his hands up. In fact, as he gets closer, he reaches out to shake your hand.
Whoa, buddy, I don't like you that way. What's going on?
You tell me. Seem to have crashed a business deal.
I received a semi-anonymous tip that suggested that this was a less than legitimate business deal.
And you are?
Nobody.
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 You should just say just some drunk.
Just some? Well, yeah, I was going to say.
I was actually about to say just some boozer, but
well,
I didn't say
nobody.
That,
so. I would appreciate it if you would not interrupt my business and please move along.
What's in the box?
An item that I'm purchasing.
Hmm. I don't think I can just move along is the problem. See, you're in my way, and I wanted to walk forward.
Oh, by all means, go then. He steps mm-hmm. aside and gestures for the gangplank.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start swaying forward.
Swishing your hips?
No, like staggering forward.
Yeah, I know.
Getting okay. into stance.
Zahar, these two Agni Kai gentlemen are closing in on you. They're unaware of you, but they are chasing this sky bison right by your hiding place.
Yeah, like I said, I try to go, like, sort of roll to the other side of the crate. So
okay.
That...
So you're just going to avoid them and let them be on their way?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they run right past you without a second look. Or a first look. Crew of Mue Mue, are you just going to keep leading these Agni Kai?
He told me forward, so yep. I'm going forward.
Okay, you just rocketed forward throughout the city. Mue Mue's six legs going crazy.
Yeah, when the people that are chasing the air bison go by, I'm going to try to move closer to the shipment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you trying to, like, sneak up and see what's
in it? Yeah, sure.
Okay. There's a lot of people around. If you want to sneak up and see what's in it without being seen, it would be a hard check.
Okay. So that's two?
Yes, you're looking for two. How many dice are you putting in?
I'm doing four.
Okay.
And was it eights or higher?
Eights or higher, yes.
Two nines.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
It's probably a mecha suit.
You slink along the deck.
Oh, and I get two rolls to replenish?
Yes. Just breezing alongside these confused sailors who take no notice of you. Mm-hmm. And see the one open side of this crate, wherein packed in straw. You see the gleaming outer platinum shell of a mecha tank.
Yep.
Totally didn't see that coming. Totally with my, like, 99% sure this is weapons.
In a platinum.
So can I climb into the crate?
Yes.
I'm going to climb into the crate and see if I can climb into the next.
Oh, dear.
It probably doesn't have any... Oh, we don't want to talk about that. I was going to say, it probably doesn't have any fuel, but we don't actually know what powers mecha tanks.
No, we don't. We
shock
really,
gloves!
We
no.
really do not.
What powers shock gloves? God damn
shock
it!
Shock gloves is the power of this. Don't know what powers shock gloves, though.
What the fuck powers a shock glove?
Mad.
So, Soma, you were swaying in the general direction of Blaze.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna. If he wants to let me walk past him, I'm gonna walk past him.
Yeah, he lets.
No need to. I was gonna say, there's no need to actually. No need to actually start a fight. My goal is to make my way towards the crate.
You can take a.
This
swing
is a here and there, or Zahar.
I'm actually to make the act a little bit more convincing. I am gonna take a swig from my jug. Just kind of open it up and just.
You would have taken a drink from it anyway.
Have you noticed that I haven't actually drank anything? This entire, the entire time?
Except right now?
Lame.
Yeah, literally except for right now.
Lame.
Blaze sees the sailors standing around, confused, not doing anything, and just... Keep the drunk away from the crate, fetch the other one, your payment's in the ocean. I advise you get it before the tide comes in.
And now we roll for initiative.
I'm getting myself a nice mech attack.
And I'm going to create a distraction.
Okay. I guess we're rolling for initiative then.
Hey, Nick, are we near an abundant source of water?
We are near an abundant source of water.
I'm glad.
See, what was the initiative?
Yeah, I think there's like a faucet somewhere.
What is it that I add to my initiative?
Roll a d10 and then add...
Is it advanced?
Yes, your advanced modifier. Okay.
Oh, what is the advanced modifier? Okay, I forgot. It's not on the character sheet, so...
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I apparently didn't calculate mine for some fucking reason.
And it's aggressive position is the old name. You might have it as that.
Okay.
If you put nothing down, it probably means you have no bonus.
Oh, okay.
Have no
well,
bonus.
Wait. I mean, I have. Oh, well.
He might have a bonus since he's near abundance of water. I don't remember.
That's true.
Well, you get it. So here's actually an interesting thing you might want to put into. The avatar section says when waterbending near an abundance of water, you gain a +1 to attack, defend, advance, and hold. The standard waterbender section actually only says attack and defend rolls.
Oh, that is correct. I updated the waterbender one and apparently forgot to change the avatar one.
Okay, so it's only so which one supersedes? It isn't is attack.
And defend. It's attack and defend. I just
it is not position. It's none of the positioning ones.
Yes.
Okay, so then I will check and make sure. I'm pretty sure I don't have an advanced bonus, so whatever. Yeah, no, I don't have any bonus to advance rolls, so. Okay. Roll for initial positioning.
That's a phrase I haven't heard for a while.
Yay! So, who would like to announce their results of their roll?
I was going to wait until the DM was ready.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
How many of them are there, by the way?
It doesn't look like these sailors are tough, I guess.
Okay.
Like, there's probably 8 of them, but you could probably take them out easily in your estimation. There's 2 of these triad guys, and then there is Blaze. Mm-hmm. Soma, what'd you get?
7.
Zahar.
8.
Nice.
Hey, I was an equalist. I know how to do this shit.
You know how to
Sekfa.
Fight.
9.
Ooh.
Because air.
I know how to slink around and get shit done.
Yeah.
Daloon.
You're back.
5.
Daloon
bring another
is
one
the
down.
Bottom.
Are you not even an airbender anymore?
Oh, I am.
You're assuming he was before.
No, I am.
He was just blowing air through his mouth. He was going, I'm an airbender.
I think he just focused on the silence too much.
It's cool.
Sekfa, these triad guys have started flinging fire at you.
What assholes?
Yeah.
Just wild shots in nice. Direction.
Oh, I'm sorry. What duty heads?
I had a dream that we weren't going to curse in this campaign. That lasted 2 minutes.
Bitches.
Fuck nuggets.
Let's see, things I could do.
Sorry, I missed it. What did Kevin get?
So they're 5, throwing fire at us, and I'm guessing still chasing us?
Yes.
Here's a picture of a cat.
Are you sending us pictures of cats?
Just...
Sure.
I guess. Can I? You know how you
tail
said
lag
that
the end makes it...
you could better position yourself to do a thing?
Yeah.
I guess I'd want to do that, like, by jumping off and finding a better spot.
Sure.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm jumping off my bison and finding a better positioning to maybe stop one of them from throwing fire at my bison.
Jesus, take the wheel!
Well, the bison presumably is going to take care of itself just fine. Yeah.
Nope, just start crashing.
So you leap off Mwei Mwei. So it's your attention. You want to basically add to your and Mwei Mwei's ability to defend against fire?
Suppose, yeah.
Okay.
We could merely try to blow away the fire blasts with our air.
You can. You also, it's a perfectly legit thing you could do. You've led them pretty far away from the docks in the rest of the battle. You could also just try to lose them completely. Just leave them in the dust.
Another one bites the dust.
That sounds like a better idea.
Okay,
so I guess I will instead direct Mumboy to fly a little more erratically or, like, shoot straight up into clouds.
Okay, so what I need you to do is make an advance roll using Mwei Mwei's modifier. She doesn't have one. I need to add that. Okay. Just use your modifier. I should have put one in for
my
Sky
license. My advanced modifier?
Yes.
Okay. Which is basically plus one because air.
Yes.
Okay. So roll and then plus one. Let's see what I get. I rolled a 10, so that would be 11.
So it's like any other attack or defend. You're committing an amount of energy to it. I'll let you save your 10 roll as a success. But you can also commit additional dice to it. And they're going to commit dice to defending. In this case, keeping up with you.
I guess I will commit 3. That would put me down to 7 and roll 2 more.
Okay. They will commit 3 each. In essence, you need to basically beat all of their opposing rolls to get away from the fight entirely.
Okay. So, what does plus one mean again? Do I add one to...
to the result of every die. So in essence, a success for you is a 7 and up.
Okay.
Is there any way I could assist?
Can you make Mwei Mwei fly faster?
No.
You can make Mwei Mwei not make sound when flying.
Yeah. Make everything really quiet. Nice and quiet.
Sorry, how many boons did you roll?
It ended up being 2 out of 3 I got boons on.
Okay. Way better than them with 0 apiece.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So how are you eluding them?
I guess I will do that thing and shoot straight up into the clouds.
Yeah. You shoot straight up, you break the cloud line. They are standing probably at Dock 38 at this point. Look around for their boss. It's like, shit. We kind of fucked up. Zahar, you climb into this crate. There is a shiny new mecha tank in here.
I try to climb into the mecha tank.
Yeah, it's... it's not subtle when you pop open the thing to open the back panel. Like, it breaks through the back of the crate.
Whatever. I climb into the mech suit.
Okay. You climb in, seal it up. Entering that does take your full turn, but you have the engineer talent, right?
I have the engineer talent, and I have pilot.
Fantastic. This thing is shiny and new on the outside. With your trained eye on the inside, this thing is made out of spare parts and chewing gum.
Yes, this is a shitty one.
Wonderful.
Because of course it is.
Soma?
So
you don't know, someone just got into this mecha tank.
Yes, the crate has smashed. One of the tank opens.
But there's a mecha tank. It's a thing you just discovered.
Okay, I can't fight a fucking mecha tank. But you know what I can fight? 8 dudes on the ground. I'm going to take a swing. Yeah,
I can fight in a mecha tank.
They are terrified. You think they're about to run away.
Because some bitch climbed in a mecha tank.
There is an angry looking Agni Kai lieutenant behind you, though.
Uh-huh. I am going to take a swig from my jug, and then immediately just bend, like, the moment I finish swigging from the jug, spin around and just bend some of the booze inside of it at him, like, just fire it right in his face.
Okay. I assume you are making an attack, then.
Yeah, it's going to be an attack. Let's see. It will be, and I'm going to spend 3 of my 4 remaining energy on it.
He's not going to spend anything on a defense.
Okay. I make a success.
Okay. You smack him across the face. His glasses go flying off. His neatly coiffed hair is all askew.
And smells like booze.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't look happy.
Yeah, he's an Agni Kai. So what happens if he tries to firebend when he is covered in booze?
Hopefully he doesn't firebend his own face.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, is that he probably doesn't want to firebend his own face.
Not going to be used.
Do I get a replenishment roll because I succeeded on an attack, or did I not succeed on an attack?
I think because we're
in combat, it's at the bottom of every round.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's only for non-combat things that you get a
immediate replenishment roll. That's right.
Yeah. Blaze licks his lips. Rude.
I'm just gonna kind of slink back and, like, don a shit-eating grin at him.
He lunges, suddenly jumping in the air, trying to catch you off guard. He is going to commit 3 dice to a position roll to try to get in a better spot to attack you. You can oppose that with a roll of your hold ability and however much dice you want to put into it.
Okay. I'm going to put my last energy into a single hold roll and see what happens.
Okay.
I do not succeed.
Yes, but does he succeed at all?
That's a good question. Does he have an advanced modifier? I'm not sure he does. Fortunately, I've got a stat block to confirm these things. He does not. So he jumps above. You're able to follow him, though. He doesn't gain any particular advantage. However, electricity starts to crackle from his fingers.
I see. Oh, you.
He's better than those shitheads we fought before.
So, you're
one of those types.
So electric attacks, as a system note, their strength comes in if you get a successful attack with basically a success margin of 2 or more. So he effectively gets 2 more successes than you're defending. They inflict a critical injury.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And he is going to put 5 energy into lightning bending at you.
Okay.
And you have nothing left to defend with, right?
Yep, but I do have a +1 to defense while using my booze bending style, and I have a +1 to defense rolls when I am in an abundance of water.
You need to roll something to defend.
I thought that that was automatic. That was what we were applying to Kevin.
No, that's a different thing Kevin has. We covered this last time, too. That
it's defense versus dice.
Yes, the airbender spiral defense gives you a free die to defend.
Oh, okay. In that
Whereas plus one is you have to roll a 7 or higher to succeed.
Well, then I've made a mistake in my energy allocation because I didn't understand the rules. No, I'm all set.
Okay.
I'm just going to end up taking it on the chin if he actually hits. I mean, it's 5 dice.
He's probably going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Yeah, you'd think that.
Oh.
5 dice with a bonus.
So you're saying he ballooned it up.
He did balloon it up.
Is he actually Air Nation?
A blast of lightning tears through the dock. Just blasts a hole right next to you. It's the smoking crater.
Maybe Air Nation did stand a chance against the Fire Nation.
I was going to say, I spin my jug on my finger and I'm like, come on, I thought booze was supposed to be conductive.
He lands in a crouch. Just 2 fingers at the ready.
The shocker.
Well, that's only one part of it. The shocker is the shocker is the one that comes afterwards.
Yeah, I know.
Daloon, you were on a sky bison breaking the stratosphere.
I'm okay with this.
Wee!
Terrified as shit, but okay with it.
You said I'm terrified as shit. I'm an airbender. I'm not afraid of heights. I'm afraid of other people. Jeez, they're different.
You ain't afraid of no ghosts?
Okay.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Depends. Are ghosts other people? Can they judge me?
Oh, I think they'd be made in air. Mm. But they could probably judge you.
Bottom of the rail. I'm scared of them. Everyone gets a replenishment roll.
Yay!
I don't even need it!
Okay, well, I'm back at full.
I would have 16 energy.
If ever we come back to land, I have full energy.
10.
10.
Nice. I'm at 10, because you can't get over it. Hold up.
Oh, man. That totally makes up for that shitty roll that I just made.
Okay.
Kitty.
Sekfa. You're free and clear unless you want to re-engage somewhere.
What now?
We should probably go see how Zahar and
Soma
are doing.
We're fine.
Yes, the other one.
Okay. I will direct Momoi to fly back in that direction then.
Okay. Yeah, you turn your sky bison around back towards the fight.
Agni Kyrd chumps.
Zahar?
Alright, can I move this thing and
happens? You start moving, the box breaks around you. The sailors, about half of them are running back onto the ship, and the other half are running down the dock.
Is it going to be just like a normal mecha tank that I have the stats in front of me?
Yes.
Okay.
It is a dock mecha tank, as far as you can tell.
Okay. I will, I guess, turn toward the boss man.
Yep.
And try to shoot out a disable disc.
Okay.
So, let's see. You shoot, a disc entangles its target and then gives them an electric zap. The initial attack deals no damage, but expends the target's energy equal to the margin of successes. Okay, so I just roll any amount of dice I want.
So mecha tanks have a maximum of 5 energy, but at the bottom of every round, no matter how much damage they've taken, no matter what, they regain their maximum energy.
Cool.
So with disabled
disc, then I just get 2 automatic boons if someone tries to hit me, right? Because of the hard shell?
Yes. So basically don't worry about defending yourself.
Okay.
With disabled discs, probably your best bet is to go light on your opening attack. Because you just have to tap them.
I'll use 2.
Okay.
No successes.
Okay, he ducks underneath your disabled disc. It flies over the ship and goes
God
zapping
damn,
the water.
The duct tape broke on us.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Yeah, the duct tape. The duct tape broke on the arming pneumatic.
Inside this cockpit, by the way, like right above your head, you can see there's stamped a maker's mark that you're unfamiliar with. And it is a gold-painted image of a clockwork key.
Whoever he is, he makes a piece of shit mech tech.
I mean, he's making it out of practically clockwork. Old technology, you know what I'm saying?
I use old technology all the time. It's what I find in dumps.
Yeah, but there's a difference between old technology and shitty old technology.
That's true.
Okay, but you still have 3 energy left if you'd like to use it for something.
Okay. I'll try to grapple shot him.
Okay.
Grapple shot!
That one I just lost all 3 that I have, right? There's nothing special with that.
Yes. That one you want to pile as many dice into after. It's got an after effect, but it's based on how many you hit with in the first place.
So it's 8s or higher, 1.
Okay. You strike him in the chest. He takes the damage as you start to close this thing, and then the electricity goes surging in. You can re-roll that 1 success to see if you get something on the shock after effect.
Nope, that was a 4.
Okay.
God damn, the wire disconnected.
He takes it on the chest and knocks it away. Yeah.
I'm like flailing around trying to fix the shit that breaks when I...
It's like a hand crank to reel it back in. Like an old car window.
It's like, are you serious? This thing is practically steam powered.
Okay, my turn's done.
Soma.
Okay. I'm going to be confused, assess the situation, realize she was aiming for him, and suggest to myself that the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Well, like, it's clear you could see me through the window.
Yeah, I don't think you can see the pilot through
mechatron,
can you?
In the show, I thought, like, the ones...
The first
models were. I don't think the new ones are.
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't want to have to animate
everybody's
faces.
Well, this was being held together with old bits. Maybe it's an old...
Yeah, I don't think you can see into Kuvira's.
It is a newly made mecha tank. It's just...
Well, Kuvira's was like 1,000 feet tall.
No, like any
of
her
mecha tanks.
One of
the ones in the Earth, and yeah, the Earth Kingdom Army ones.
All right. Soma.
I'm going to do... I guess I'm going to go aura on him and put 6 energy into 6 individual attacks.
Okay. He falls back on his route and just prepares to absorb it.
He has some energy. Because of goddamn grapple shot.
Yeah. And that's plus 1 to my attack and defense because I'm there, so that means plus 1 to whatever rolls I make?
Yes. You have a shit ton of water to work with. So you're just aura from all directions, just pulling from
the ocean. Just like, da. That's 4 successes of 1 each.
Yikes. He is... You break his root on the first one and just start battering him around. He grits his teeth, doesn't bother with anything fancy, just points his 2 fingers like a gun right at Soma.
Bam!
Yes, and then it's a gun.
Just bam. I'm going to put 4 into my defense.
He's putting 5 into attacking you.
Okay.
That's all he's got.
All right. Two successes. Damn.
No, you win on the tie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Defender
I thought
wins
that,
the tie.
I thought that he got the extra because he's a lightning bender. I don't. I need.
No,
to,
that well, he only gets a special thing if he gets two higher than you.
Okay. Yeah, he needs two higher. All right. Basically, a strong attack will inflict a critical injury, but you narrowly duck, like stagger out of the way as a crackle of lightning goes right past your face. Like you have the spots on your eyes from a sudden burst of light. It comes so close to you.
Oh man, if they ever did a Legend of Korra Lego set, I would buy the shit out of that.
I just kind of bent, like, just limbo bend over, landing on one of my hands, and then sort of, like, do a cartwheel and step out of it. Just kind of continuing to stagger along.
He scowls. Daloon?
Are we even near them yet?
You are near enough that, like, you can get an image of the battle. There is a mecha tank there. You see a blast of lightning just go across the ocean.
That seems worrying. Well, I think that's all I can do. I don't have my gliding suit on, or else I'd totally do that.
Okay. Bottom of the round. Okay. Replenishment rolls.
So my mech tank gets 5, right?
Is that what you're saying? True story here. Your mecha tank, the little display starts popping up of a power core surge.
Oh, fuck.
So the good news is you have 10 energy. The bad news, you can tell this immediately, this power core is designed to feed back on itself, that a catastrophic explosion is imminent. You can't say for sure how long, but it is definitely coming. The worst news is, as soon as this power overload kicks into effect, you can hear the back eject panel lock.
Uh-oh.
There's no way this was an accident. Like, this isn't just shoddy craftsmanship. This thing was built to be a death trap.
Oh my.
You may want to do some sort of override on that there lock.
Yeah, that's what the plan's gonna be.
Yeah.
I got my tools in my bag.
Sekfa, you bring Moimoi in over this battle.
So who's still around?
There's some people cowering on the ship running below deck. You can see very agitated man in a torn suit. Lightning crackling around his hands. And then Soma and this mecha tank appear to be wailing on him.
And is he still on the dock?
He's on the gangplank at this point.
He's on the gangplank.
So between the dock and the ship.
Charge? I guess I'll try to ram him over or something, or destroy the gangplank in process.
Okay, so you're just smashing Moimoi into this gangplank?
Sure!
Gonna cut off his escape? That doesn't actually happen, because he has demonstrated the ability to do an anime-style leap in the air.
Well, I don't know what else to do, so sure!
Make me an attack roll. Guess he's gonna put two dice into defense.
I'll put 4? Sure. Like, I've barely been using my energy, I might as well use it now. So I will spend 4... And then roll 4, 1, 2, 3, 4,
So good news and bad news is that you are using... If you're ramming with Moi Moi, she has an attack modifier.
Uh-huh.
Or a special attack thing. That your enemies get a bonus to defense, but they hit harder. Yes, bisons inflict a number of injuries equal to the margin of success. Their targets get a plus one bonus to their defend rolls.
Dude, I mean,
they can kind of see it coming,
attack,
right?
So. Well, huge bison and all, so yeah. Okay. I got 110, and that's the only success I have.
Okay. He leaps up as Moi Moi smashes into the gangplank. I mean, she devastates that. That's into splinters. He leaps up to avoid the blow and lands on the back of your bison.
Get off!
No thanks. I appreciate the lift.
He's not going to stay up there, you know.
Can I... Well, I still want him to get off.
Well, I mean, I will do everything I can to push him off.
Oh, well, but I still have energy.
Yes, she still has energy.
So
she
I'm trying to...
Okay.
I would honestly blow the rest of it on knocking him away.
Let's see, what does better positioning give me?
So it'll give you a plus two bonus to your next attack against him or your next defense against him.
Okay.
Your choice.
I would
also
like to...
any special conditions, like if you wanted to throw him off, I would say that's a positioning roll.
So that would be just straight positioning if I want to push him off?
So it would be your advanced modifier, and he would oppose it with his hold.
Okay.
Because he's going to try to keep his position.
Okay. I would blow the rest of my energy on that, then. Six.
Okay. He is blowing his remaining three on that. On not being thrown off the Sky Bison.
Okay. So let's see. And then I have plus one on advance. So that means... Okay. I have two of them that are high enough.
He has one. Tell me how you're knocking him off.
I will airbend and push him off the end.
Okay, just
a back
big,
into the water. Off.
Big blast. He flies back, arms flailing, and he just lands back first into the ocean.
Oh, that was graceful.
I will stick my tongue out at him.
I'll shake my fist. Triumphantly.
Zahar?
Take my tools out. I'm going to work
on
that lock. Okay.
You see a light emerge from that cargo hold of the ship, and there's a smashing of boxes as a second mecha tank breaks its way out and aims a little one of those like grapple hook shots at you. You're not sure who's piloting it, but it's someone who has something out for you. And they are gonna put all five of their energy into this shot. Do you want to commit anything to defend yourself?
Well, I have, what, two already from...
Yes. Your mecha tank gets two automatic boons on defend rolls.
How many is he?
Five.
She, the mecha tank? I'll do three more. So this mecha tank has 10 for some reason. So with my two, there's three successes.
Okay.
So I try to, like, maneuver it out of the way. While trying to pull my tools out.
Yeah. I mean, you dodge out of the way, it clanks off the side of your armor and just goes flying into the ocean. And then the shock effect kicks off. And it zaps the ocean.
Oh, poor guy in the ocean. Poor Blaze.
Yeah, in fact, the shock runs back up the mecha tank, and it starts to flash a red warning light on it.
Oh, shit.
Things are not going great.
There is lots of cussing going on in this mecha suit.
Oh. I wish I could help, but I don't know the first thing about mecha tanks.
Zahar, you are locked into a rolling death trap.
I am going to get my tools out and try to work the lock.
Okay.
Like, trying to make it where it will open.
It's going to be a hard check.
Okay.
And it uses your own energy, not the mecha tank's
off. Yeah, I figured.
Well, so I would like to say that this is a death trap designed for somebody who does not have access to a set of tools.
Hmm.
Maybe she could get some sort of bonus for that?
So, if you didn't have a set of tools, I would... I'm going to say the reason it's hard is because of the time constraint.
Yeah.
Okay.
If she had 5 minutes to work on this, she could do it
like
with no roll, with no expenditure of energy.
Yeah, because I know mech tanks, and I...
Yeah. The issue is she's sitting on a bomb that she doesn't know when it's going to go off, and tampering with controls that she doesn't know.
Hmm.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Sorry, Georgia, I was trying to help.
It's okay. So I am going to use 6 of my energy. Let's see, 2, 3 successes.
Okay. Yeah. You unhitch the lock. Jam the escape thing. It jettisons you out. And this thing starts to tremble.
It's gonna blow! I'm yelling that while I'm, like, ejecting out.
This thing is trembling and convulsing with electricity. Soma?
Oh, that is really...
I'm ejected out yelling, it's going to blow.
The moment I hear that, I am going to get the fuck away from this thing. Yeah. Like, fuck fighting Blaze. I don't need to fight Blaze anymore. I'm going to get the fuck away.
Yeah, well, the quickest way, you just jump off the side of the ship. While you're in midair, this mecha tank blows up. It triggers the other mecha tank blowing up.
Oh,
the
no.
dock is blown to splinters.
I'm going to dive into the water.
Yeah. You hit the water. There's wood raining down on you. You can hear the giant glug sound of this capsized boat sinking next to you.
Ah, shit. Okay. This is going to sound absurd, but I want to try and calm the waters to make it easier for everybody on the ship to swim away, like survive the capsizing.
Doesn't sound absurd to me. Yeah, make me a normal check to basically, you can position yourself there and just keep the water from going into the boat.
Alright, I'm going to put 5 dice into this because that's all my energy, and the immediate thing I need to do is save people's lives.
Well, Georgie, you have 2 replenishment rolls that you can give to yourself or anyone else watching.
Well, what's his face? Watch that, right? Soma?
Yeah.
Soma? Yeah.
Do you need a replenishment roll?
I only have 5 energy, but I mean, I rolled it anyway. I'll take a replenishment roll afterwards because I got 2 successes, so.
Like, when you would take it when you witness
this
my
is how
awesomeness.
Yes, this is.
Okay, then I'll take the replenishment roll beforehand, awesome. So.
Like, you just assume that I blew up that mecha tank that made the other mecha tank blow
okay,
up.
Okay, so I got a 7. I've got 5 energy. That tops me out. I've got 5 energy left. I'm going to spend, after spending 5 energy, and I got 2 successes on that.
Okay.
So I got 5 energy left, and I got 2 successes on making sure the water doesn't flood into the ship, and I'm just going to scream, "Everybody get out of the ship!"
Yeah, it's probably about 8 more people swim out of the ship. The dock is gone, but they managed to swim their way back to shore and climb out soaked and exhausted.
And I'm going to just start, like, bending to, like, water to just start putting out all the fires from the exploding stuff.
Wait, but electrical fires.
Those are the worst kinds of fires.
That's true. Fires?
Well, there's not enough electricity left. You can see chunks of mecha tank drifting sadly.
The mecha tank is actually made out of magnesium, and it's now on fire. Don't put water on it.
A little insignia of a clockwork key floats by.
If it catches my eye, like if I see the maker's mark on it, then I'm going to scoop it up. But if it doesn't, if I don't notice it, then I'm not going to grab it.
Oh, that's fine. You're in the water. It drifts by you.
Well, I know it and could probably draw it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to, I'll scoop up the insignia, put it in my robes and continue just trying to like bend out fires and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm assuming I land hard from the injection.
Yeah. I mean, you take a tumble and like skid across the water. And you get wet.
And I unbuckle.
The moment, if the dust
the seat
is clear...
should be a flotation device, but it sinks
like
a
I'm
rock.
Oh yeah, I'm assuming it's sinking, which is why I'm unbuckling.
Right, the moment I see her just kind of plunge into the water, I'm just gonna, like, kind of start heading over towards her.
You think I did super awesomely of blowing up the mecha tank that caused the other mecha tank?
Just so the moment I see her going, I'm just gonna be like, Sahar, are you okay?
I give you a thumbs up.
Just from the wall, like you're underneath the water, and just like thumbs up. Yeah. Sahar, come here, get out of there.
Of course, Sahar is okay. Sahar was drawn with some fabulous hair.
You can't must that shit.
No.
Look
at that hair. It's majestic.
Yeah, and I'll swim up to, I'll unbuckle, swim up to the surface.
I'm gonna start laughing and just be like, did you seriously make that thing just blow up?
No.
Are you sure? I mean, because you...
It was a death trap.
What do you mean, like a, like...
It was designed to trap the person in there and blow up.
Okay, but why would the Agni Kai... Why would they order
You're
a
welcome,
Nekus...
Blaze.
Why would they order a set of mecha tanks that would just blow up the person inside them?
Either they didn't know that, or...
What, it was going to be a trap for
going
someone?
To sell it to someone who they wanted to blow up.
I guess, but...
Those are my...
Yeah, that seems like the two most obvious ones.
I'm going to go with your welcome, Blaze.
We should try and find Blaze. I think he's in the water.
Then you're the waterbender. You can go through this water pretty easy, right?
I mean, I can. I can swim like any normal human being. I'm going to... All right, where's Blaze?
Yeah, I'll look for him as well.
I'm going to say you're going to need to make a check for this because he's been spending his time trying to get away.
Okay.
I'll be looking for him.
He's had some great distractions.
We could probably,
welcome, Blaze!
We could probably spot him better in the air.
Yeah. That's true. They probably
we're
could.
In the air.
Well, we can all look for him.
And I'm completely sober.
Sure.
In the air.
Okay.
That's true. I'm going to give it to the air people first.
Wait, has replenishment happened yet?
Yes, at the end of the fight, you can all take a replenishment roll.
Okay. Oh boy, nice. I didn't have my turn that last one.
Let's see.
Well, then that just means you have even more energy for next time.
Nope, I have the same amount.
Because you can't get more than 10.
Well, great, make that roll to find him. I'm
okay,
going to say
I'm
hard.
Ooh, how many is that?
Two.
Two, right?
Two.
Mm. Ooh, I'm going to put 6 into it.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to look.
That is exactly 2. 10 and 8.
Okay.
Hey, that's exactly as expected.
You find Blaze has made it out of the water. You see him hurrying down the streets. Like pulling off his suit jacket and tie. You point him out, and then Mue Mue just drops down right in front of him. Blaze just stops, puts his hands up.
All right, the moment I see Moimir,
I'm just gonna like fist pump, like yeah,
yay.
Yes, I will get out of the water and cough whatever water went into my lungs.
All of it. The entire ocean's in there.
I'm going to make my way towards the flying bison and, what's his name, Blaze.
Yeah. I'll make my way to my bike and then the flying bison and Blaze.
So you all converge on Blaze, who's standing there with his hands up in a dripping wet dress shirt and slacks.
Yep, I guess I shall dismount the bison.
Yo.
And try and say something that I think is cool,
sound bending.
Yeah, just been revoked.
So, yeah.
So contraband, huh?
Hey, Blaze, I say as I get there. You're welcome.
Well, excuse me, princess.
I'm gonna go on and be like, so did you order them to be a death trap, or was that just a bonus?
Pardon?
It was designed to overload and trap the person in there.
Hmm. I'd ask for a refund, but you threw my payment into the ocean.
Well, looks like you're out 20,000 yuans, but on the plus side, you've got your life. Imagine what would have happened if you had actually tried to use those things. Well, you personally had tried to use those things, as opposed to one of your flunkies who actually knows how to fly one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you fly those?
Do you fly them? Do you drive them?
Pilot.
What about the ones that flew, though?
Those weren't flying ones.
Oh. I didn't really get a good look at it because it exploded, Blaze! Exploded!
Yes, you were in there scrambling to get out so it didn't explode with you in it.
So if that's all, I'll just be on my way.
How about you come with us?
Pass.
How about you come with us? I will,
give an authority to arrest people?
We actually haven't been.
Shit. Can we make a citizen's arrest?
I'm saying we can.
Okay.
That's fine. I've got my lawyer on retainer.
Okay.
Right.
I bet he's expensive.
Well, some things you just need to splurge on, like not being in prison.
Hmm. Makes sense. Okay. Okay. I'll remember that whenever I start a criminal enterprise. Don't go cheap on lawyers.
You grab him and I assume roughly foist him up onto Mwemwe, because you're not going to try to take a prisoner in on the back of your motorcycle.
Maybe no. I'd have him ride in front not. Like he was a kid.
Wouldn't that be fun? But no.
Yeah.
I'm not very happy about this.
Yes, I will. We're going to take him back.
That's fine. It's only for 5 minutes. This is right over there. Wait, you tell me a flying bison can't make a 5-minute trip with a person it doesn't like on its back?
Grumble, grumble.
You're helping if you do this. It'll be ever so helpful.
Fine.
This is far and away the most sure method.
Okay.
All right, let's go back to base.
Yeah, you take a short jaunt to the president's house, even in the middle of the night. It's still buzzing with activity. Although there's a lot of people in the tents outside trying to sleep when you come crashing down.
I ride my bike over.
I hope that I'm allowed to ride the flying bison, because I really don't want to walk.
No, you're allowed. He's not. Kind of. Sort of.
Well, he's a prisoner.
You could let me go, since you have neither the authority nor the cause to arrest me.
We're not arresting you. We're just
holding me against my will. Would you consider all of it an abduction?
Citizen's arrest.
I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with this.
Citizen's arrest for what?
Purchasing illegal weapons. Smuggling. Mm.
I never purchased anything.
Funny.
I was gonna say.
You say that, but okay.
He did explicitly make remarks about the business transaction in front of two of our
people. He also has a ledger.
Yes, I also have the ledger here.
So you're making a citizen's arrest under the allocation of conspiracy to smuggle?
Sure.
Works for us.
I think that sounded almost derisive from Nick. I get the feeling he's not taking us seriously.
Okay. It'll be a fun conversation about how your waterbender attacked me unprovoked.
I didn't attack anyone.
I've got a ship full of witnesses that say otherwise.
And I have some singed clothing that suggests that you tried to bend lightning at me.
I don't deny that. Self-defense. Mm-hmm. After you attacked me. Bending your liquor.
He's got a point there.
I didn't attack it. I actually didn't throw the first punch at him.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you splashed alcohol in his face.
Okay, I threw a drink in his face. Oh, no.
That's one way to characterize it.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say, not my fault he's a pansy who can't hold his liquor.
Yeah, you land at the president's house. Ronto comes out in his pajamas and from one of the tents when he hears the sounds of a sky bison. Comes out, rubbing his eyes. What's happening?
So who wants to explain this one? Well, there's been a couple of explosions at Pier 17 at the Republic City docks due to an illegal weapons shipment.
What
this
kind
man
of
was trying to purchase a mecha tank.
I wanted to focus on the fact that the weapons were volatile, but okay, we can do that instead.
Yes, the mecha tanks were rigged to overload and blow up the person who is piloting them.
Why?
I'm assuming it was a feature that was added by the maker that the buyer was not aware of. And I nudge Blaze.
I never purchased anything. I defended myself against an unprovoked attack against this waterbender who is trespassing on a ship. And that's all I'll say until my lawyer arrives. Ronto sighs and puts his face in his hands. Wonderful. Well, we'd better get him locked up somewhere until we sort this out, and I need your full report. Come on inside. Well, let me change first. I'll meet you inside in 2 minutes.
I will wring out my clothes a bit.
My clothes are nice and dry.
I
give you a hug. No.
Oh, I'm going to help you out and just like kind of bend the water out of your clothing.
Thank you.
Ronto points to two of the metal bending cops, says, bring the Agni Kai guy into some holding cell. They nod and take your prisoner away.
Yay. We're good at this, guys. We're doing stuff. We're so good.
What time is it by now?
Probably like 11.
Yeah, it's 11.
Okay, I will be on top of my belly bison falling asleep.
They are soft.
Yes.
Go ahead and be adorable.
I will head inside like our commander told us to.
I'm going to shake off the couple of swigs that I got and prepare to give the most excruciating report of my life.
Okay. Yeah, you settle in. Is anyone bringing Sekhfa inside, or are you just leaving her?
Is she okay on her bison? I mean,
I assume so.
How comfortable are you up there?
I'm quite comfortable. I'm curled up in the fluff.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, she's good out there on the bison.
A weird cat or an owl or something.
Okay.
Well, if she wants to stay out there, I guess she can. I'll go inside.
There's a bunch of cops.
I see no problem as long as she's on Moi Moi.
Well, hopefully the Agni Kai don't try to exact some kind of fucked up revenge.
There's a bunch of cops here. And it's the president's house.
What if they're in the pocket of the Agni Kai? I don't know. I got nothing. I actually don't care. I'm sure Alice will be fine.
Okay. So, three of you wait inside in the briefing room. Ronto comes in dressed like a proper colonel again. Okay, give me the quick version.
Mechatank appears at the docks.
I'm gonna give him
first
the ledger.
I was gonna say, yeah. She hands over the ledger. I'm gonna say, we go to the docks. Turns out they're ordering mechatanks. Mechatank comes out. I'm scared. I hit him in the face because he ordered the mechatank, and then he starts lightning bending at me. The mechatanks explode, and I save everybody's life. And suddenly everything is fine. And we got plays.
Whoever made those mechatanks rigged them to explode.
Why?
I'm either assuming that they did it to trap the Agni Kai to kill them, or that the Agni Kai bought them that way to sell to someone that they wanted killed.
I know that Blaze is really good at pretending he doesn't know anything, but it seems like he didn't know about that feature genuinely.
Right. We'll question him, try to find out why he wants mecha tanks. And they don't seem much good for shaking down shopkeepers.
Could be planning something a little bit bigger.
Yes, we're going to try to find out what.
Here's their ledger.
Thanks. I'll send this to someone who knows how to read it.
It might be a little damp.
Right. Unfortunately, I'm sure your friend has some great representation. And if what he characterizes is accurate, well, we'll try to hold him for as long as we can. For now, I want you guys to find out who made those mecha tanks and why.
I will say, I saw the maker's symbol.
And I'm going to produce the logo that I put into my robes and say, what, do you mean this?
Yes, exactly that.
Does that mean anything to any of you?
I don't recognize it. Do you know of anyone that might recognize it?
Do any of us know of anyone that might recognize it? I mean, we've all lived in Republic City for a while, and
yeah,
so
I've,
has
I've
Sahara, but I mean,
with...
if they can't recognize it, then, you know.
It is not familiar to any of you. Zahar probably has some people that she can ask. Oh, did you end up taking the well-connected trick?
I did not.
Okay, that'll make it harder, but... Zahar, I don't know if she volunteers this information, but Zahar has ties to the kind of people who know about mechatanks.
I have not volunteered this. I'm like, well, I've worked in factories, you know,
Yes. It's okay. Your status as an equalist is safe with us.
Yes, but I haven't said that yet. Like, we've gone on one mission together.
Right. Yeah, no, I imagine you probably are being pretty mum about your associations with the former terrorist group.
Well, I think it's still around. It's just...
Sorry, former associations with a terrorist group.
Yes. Wouldn't you buy the shit out of that?
Yes, I would.
What?
It's a... Someone who has made ideas of how to do Legend of Korra Lego sets.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. Well, as much as I have no love for the Agni Kai, we can't have someone going around selling merchandise rigged to explode. So I want you folks to find out who made it, why, and track down that lead.
Right, seems like it's all we're going to be able to do.
I think I should do that in the morning, because I am really fucking tired.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a long night. I think we're going to all turn in.
Rest up. You've earned it. For the record, no matter what happens with that Blaze man, I think you did the right thing by bringing him down.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he says he's got representation as good as he, you know, or if he has representation as good as he says he does, it's probably not going to be for long.
At the very least, we've inconvenienced him.
We've inconvenienced him, and we might be able to get some information from him.
I hope so. Part of me almost wishes we had recovered that briefcase. That was a lot of money.
Well, it's in the ocean now. But we have the ledger that says there was a deal at 11 o'clock tonight, and the amount of money.
Thank That's you. True. See what we can do with this. Rest up. I want you fresh and pursuing that lead first thing in the morning, though.
I'm going to salute him and be like, yes, sir!
Anything else?
No, you're dismissed.
I'll start to head out.
I will as well, but once Zahar and Daloon leave, I'm gonna turn back towards my dad. Hey! Any word from Mom?
No. Not since we last spoke. You know, the spirit portals are open. I could probably pull some strings and get you a pass through.
Maybe after we take care of this. I'm just gonna leave.
I'm getting my bike ready, and I will look to Soma. You have a place to crash? Didn't you say you were homeless?
I kind of got I have a tent. I think maybe the Colonel would prefer if I stayed there. You know how dads are.
You could always have a blanket and a pillow at my place. I'll have to move some of my shit around, but...
I appreciate it, but maybe for now I'll just stay here. Like I said, I think the Colonel wants me to hang around here.
Alright. I will speed off on my bike. Oh, wait.
Hey, you did good, though.
Give him a thumbs
up. We had the plan! And I gave her the thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Are we all gonna meet, or are we all gonna look for shit separately?
We at least should come up with a plan. Maybe come back here in the morning. We'll all be waiting for you, so...
Okay.
Okay.
I really need some rest.
I'm gonna drive off, and then I'm going to see if I can get a hold of any of my less reputable sources.
Okay.
This is gonna be pretty good.
So. Boop, something's going boop. Sekfa, while you sleep, I would say that you have hit a milestone in your ideal of fun.
Yay!
You have found yourself a ticket to this roller coaster ride that is clearly going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Shit blows up. Yep.
Get drunk.
Back around. Yeah, push people over.
Yeah. And there's even explosions.
Mm-hmm.
And thereby, you have earned yourself another talent.
Okay.
You can spend this at any time, between sessions, dramatically in the middle of sessions, where you discover you can lava bend.
Okay.
But you have it for whenever you want to spend it.
Sure. I should probably make a note somewhere, huh?
Probably.
I'll put it down in the notes session. Okay.
Okay. So, Sahar is... Where are you going exactly? Tell me about it.
So I will probably go, into an abandoned building, pull open a trap door, and climb into an underground bunker.
Okay.
An old meeting place of equalists.
This time of night, it's pretty quiet. There is the radio playing classical music, and the old equalist gym that you're well familiar with. There's only a scattering of people hitting the punching bags, and a few of them on the advanced dummies that have all the little chi spots on them. Mm-hmm. And you see a man, you're not close to him, but you've definitely seen him around before. He's kind of on the old side with the silver gray hair and very stern, joyless features. And he is just over and over running drills where as fast as he can, he hits all the chi spots on the training dummy. And when you do it right, the little green light flashes at the top.
I'm gonna have to learn that one of these days.
And just his face gets bathed in the green light over and over.
I'll watch him for a bit and, you know, comment that I need to learn that one of these days.
Yeah, well, you're a little late.
Sorry, I was, you know, building tech.
Oh, you're one of the future industries gals?
Yeah.
Good job with that. Heard your boss died. Sorry.
Yeah.
You close?
Things kind of separated after he was in jail.
Yeah, I imagine you didn't want to put your name on the logbook.
No. He helped me out a lot, though, so.
So I take it you didn't do any time?
I had a little community service, but, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're here to get back into it, or what?
Well, I was hoping I could find someone who might know some markers from people that make tech that I did not recognize. And I was wondering if you might know a few marks. Or know someone that I could go to.
I don't know if this is your first day, but we generally don't look kindly on people wandering in and asking questions.
Yeah.
What have you got in return?
What are you looking for?
Information's always good. Not a shitload of that going around.
Well, Agni Kais are trying to buy mecha tanks. And those mecha tanks were rigged to explode.
Good for them.
Yeah, they even locked them in.
And how do you know that?
I was sent to, investigate what they were smuggling in, part of my community service.
We have community service cops now?
Yeah. Things are a little rough.
Well, yeah. Somebody blew up half the goddamn city. Now, was she a bender? Oh, yeah, I think she was.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, I think that whole war was about it. Just another war started by benders, and this time we get squished by a literal giant metal foot.
Yeah.
Well, there's some hope.
Is there?
Maybe not here. This place is a lost cause. Can be remembered as the city that Amon fucked over.
Hiding his bending like that?
Cut the legs out from our entire goddamn cause.
Yeah.
Just because he was a lying prick doesn't mean that he was wrong about benders. You had a mark?
Yeah. It was a clockwork key.
The gold?
It is in gold.
There's your hope, sister. I didn't realize they were powerful enough that they were shipping bombs to the Agni guy.
Might not be powerful, could be just lucky.
Well, let's hope they're both. You ever hear of a little place called Feiyu?
Feiyu?
Yeah.
I can't recall.
Oh, there's no reason you should have. Just another shitty village out in the Earth Kingdom.
Aren't most of them?
Hey!
Boom!
Okay.
Boom! Take that, Earth Kingdom, aka China.
Well, not anymore. At least according to the rumors. I was planning on heading out there myself, too. City, after Kuvira fell, they say the Equalists took over the whole city.
Yep.
They're calling it Feiyu, the unbendable city.
So what happens if a bender comes there?
I don't know. Ain't been yet, but I can't imagine they're welcome with open arms.
And
I bet you can guess what their logo is.
Clockwork key in gold?
Ding, ding, ding. Tell the lady what she's won.
Nothing.
I was going to say, it seems like the information itself is good enough.
Yes, but now here's the question. Is she going to share it?
I mean, she doesn't have to.
No, she doesn't have to.
But why wouldn't she?
Because she's also an ex-equalist, and honestly, she probably doesn't want benders coming along and fucking up a place where non-benders want to live.
He strikes the chi points again rapidly on the dummy, and the green light flashes.
Well, thank you for this information.
Good luck, sister. Maybe I'll see you in the unbendable city.
I'll give him, the equalist salute.
It's not nearly as bad as the Kuvira's army salute, which is, for some reason, raising your arm above your head and pointing your palm out.
But the Bellamy salute?
No, it would be... I'm making a reference to the fact that Kuvira was basically metal-bending Hitler.
Well, yeah, the Bellamy salute.
The official name for it is the Bellamy salute? I thought it was named something different. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's
it's the Hitler salute if you're not pretentious like Kevin.
Kevin
or the Nazi.
But that's also how we used to salute the American flag before the whole Hitler thing.
Yeah, yeah. And the swastika used to be good luck.
It's the other way around. The Buddhist manji. Still a pretty sweet symbol, if you ask me, because the swastika is diagonal, but the manji is a square, ostensibly. You know, just a lot of people see it and they're just like,
who put it on their cars?
Who put what on their cars?
The manji thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with the manji. There's everything wrong with the swastika.
Well, Hitler ruined a lot of shit.
Yes, and the manji is now, associated with swastika.
Yep, corrupted forever, unfortunately, for all of us.
Until someone goes back in time and kills Hitler before he gets into power.
Yeah. I don't know, the Eightfold Noble Path doesn't seem that worth it to me. I feel like they would have a problem with me killing Hitler.
Yes. I don't think they're bad on killing.
Maybe just giving
convincing
him something
Hitler
better to do.
Do something else.
Just convincing Kuvira to do something else. Got it.
Okay. Morning arrives.
Something is going to happen, no matter what.
Red alert.
morning arrives.
Nice.
I probably
dawn of the second day.
The sunrise.
It is the second day of our service. 48
hours remain.
Wow, it's only been one day. And we already
honestly
blew up a dock.
Yeah, well, no, we didn't blow up anything. Well, maybe you did.
A dock was blown up in our presence. Perhaps.
Certainly a dock was blown up in our general direction. I refuse to believe it's because of anything we did.
Okay. So you all start assembling in front of the president's house?
Yes. I'll probably be late.
Okay. You all just started to gather up and give your introductions when a neatly dressed aide approaches the group of you. excuse me. Just a moment. The president would like to see you.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Wonder why.
All right. I mean, sure. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's go!
Okay, I will get off my bike and take off my helmet and goggles.
Hoorah!
Okay. You are escorted inside. He stops at the door to the president's office and gestures for you guys to walk inside.
All right, well, I'm not the type to argue with that kind of thing, so
and
in we go.
Go. Yeah.
I'll follow the last person in.
Okay. You see what you assume is President Ryko hidden behind a newspaper that he's reading. He
Hello,
peers
Mr. President, sir.
Over the top at you. Slowly stands, folds up his paper, and throws it down on the desk.
Oh,
the headline reads, Vigilante Task Force Blows Up Harbor.
Yes!
I mean,
there
yes.
Is a big picture of a still smoking, like, harbor side,
yes.
And a boat half sunk into the water. The little subheading, President Task Force Gone Too Far.
Yes.
Question mark? With a big giant fucking question mark, I hope.
Yeah. There is a question mark.
Well, I mean, as we all know, in gotcha headlines like that, if it's posed as a question,
the answer
is universally
always
no.
Do you want to tell me what you were doing last night?
Yeah, we were, you know,
doing the mission.
Yeah, we went to the docks, and there were mecha tanks, and we, you know, stopped the mecha tanks from being purchased by the Agnikai, and then somebody else rigged them to explode.
It turns out when you buy illegal contraband, it might be compromised.
What, are you actually seriously suggesting that we were the ones who blew up the docks?
It doesn't matter what the truth is. That's what the paper says.
Well, I think that what's in the papers is... I'm sorry, I just realized I was addressing the president, and I probably should not be doing that in such a crass way. Forgive me.
Oh, don't worry. In another 6 weeks, I won't be president anymore.
That'll be a lot of stress off your shoulders.
I don't think that's what he's trying to say.
He snaps the pen that he's holding in his hand.
Look, I know what it looks like, but it wasn't our fault.
Yes, but he's saying that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, because newspaper sensationalism.
Well, but that's not something we have any control over. I'm not going to be caught in some sort of trap that suggests that we've committed a crime that we didn't commit.
Yes, unfortunately, we're not responsible for other people's lies.
But you are responsible for how you present yourselves.
I mean, yes.
Trust me, I know that the papers can be unfair, since I'm currently known as the first and worst president.
Well, it makes you feel any better. As of now, you're also the best.
Hmm.
A nod.
Uh-huh.
Zahar, right?
Yes.
Charges are still an option.
Ooh, that's rough.
Charges?
I'm just going to kind of look at her and be like, what?
I'm just keeping my mouth shut now.
For now, it would probably be best if you got out into the old Earth Kingdom and stabilized things there, where there are less eyes waiting for you and, by extension, me to mess up.
Okay.
I understand you're tracking down leads regarding those faulty mecha tanks.
Mm-hmm. We will be.
Yes, that was our plan.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't we? I mean, they were being sold as contraband at the docks.
I wouldn't even say they're faulty. I would say they were rigged.
Well, yeah, but the more PR-friendly form would be, you know, faulty.
Depends on who they were rigged by.
This really isn't my forte.
Rigged by not us mecha tanks.
Well, but that's what's important, right? It wasn't us. We didn't make them explode.
Well, there was the fact that we were there when they exploded.
And so was Blaze.
Yeah, I mean, we could have
lawyer.
Well, we have we have President Ryko's lawyers.
Yes, he has more than one good lawyer, as it turns out. He called down an army bigger than Kuvira's.
Was it bigger than her mecha tank?
I don't want to talk about the mecha tank.
She did have a large robot.
Yes. Yes, she did. Were you one of the airbenders who went up against it?
I wish.
Actually, I think we established that I was. There.
We established
that email chain.
In that awkward conversation where we see somebody, it's like, is this Kevin?
It's like, who's this?
Well, obviously thank you for your service. It is appreciated. Unfortunately,
everything is still terrible.
We are in a very tumultuous time. We've got three other candidates breathing down my neck, somehow from very far in front of me.
That must be awkward.
I am kind of confused as to why people would think this was ever your fault.
People are always looking to blame whoever's in charge. For heaven's sake, Fu Han is pulling ahead of me, and he's not even eligible.
Who's Fu Han?
Exactly.
He's some Earth Kingdom noble. He's trying to get the residency requirements overturned.
Huh.
But I mean, he's not even a natural born citizen of Republic City.
Yeah, like you said, he's not even eligible.
No. He's only been living here since the Queen died. So, 3 years.
Ooh. That's harsh.
So, unfortunately, he's some minor Earth Kingdom nobility. So, you've got all the lovely citizens who still hold affection for that nobility. I should introduce all of them to Prince Wu.
Didn't Prince Wu... You know what? I'm not even going to bring it up.
Prince Wu wants a democracy.
Yes, Prince Wu wants a democracy, and then his cousin says that's abdicating the throne, and therefore she's the new successor.
Yep.
That doesn't seem like it's how royalty should work.
It's how royalty works if you can get enough people behind you.
And they have the fucking culture police.
Absolutely. The Dai Li are heavily in support of her. They don't want to see their monarchy go away because they'll go with it.
Okay, yeah. This seems like it's a little over my head right now. What are we doing again?
You're tracking down leads regarding these faulty mecha tanks, and hopefully it leads you out of my city, so we'll be saved from the blast radius.
Well, okay, but I mean, whatever kind of proof we come up with, if the papers are just going to spin it against you, it doesn't seem like it's going to be very useful in the first place.
Well, we know for sure that it's somewhere from the Earth Kingdom.
It's true to say this. But perhaps what the papers say are not the most important thing. We are actually trying to do some good here.
Okay. Kevin, what the fuck, Kevin?
Hmm? What?
I'm assuming the shit that Kevin linked in the chat.
Is this a subreddit devoted to an Earth Kingdom version of R Pyongyang?
Yes. It is precisely that.
Are you implying that the Earth Kingdom is a shithole?
What's R Pyongyang?
It's Pyongyang is a subreddit. This weird propaganda machine.
Huh.
Yeah. Although it's because, you know, of the way that Reddit works, it's become a joke in itself as well.
Yes. Whenever you say something bad about North Korea, someone will mention that you've been banned from R Pyongyang.
Because they actually do that. Like, if you say something bad about North Korea, they would, even on another subreddit, they would go.
They will, they'll automatically ban you from, R Pyongyang.
Huh.
But if you say something good about West Korea, then you have been made a moderator of R Pyongyang.
Yep.
So the implication here is that there's a version of this for the Earth Kingdom, because the Earth Kingdom is also a shithole. Well, and I'll agree with that. The Earth Kingdom is a shithole.
It's our, like, Laogai.
Hmm.
I still think the Earth Kingdom is a shithole.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Probably because of the Xiling.
Okay.
Well, I mean, mostly because it's a monarchy in an outdated time, but yes.
Yeah.
Okay, get out of my office.
Well do.
I mean, I guess we're going to have to, so...
Where are we going now?
Well, we're going to have to find some leads. I mean, who would manufacture exploding mecha tanks? I mean, I guess we could try and ask around a bunch of engineers in the area, or, like, maybe somebody at Sato Industries would know. Sorry. Future Industries. Well, yeah, Future Industries, I meant to say. Maybe somebody at Future Industries would know. I mean, it could be just
a
trade mix.
I could ask my old co-workers.
Yeah, about that. What did President Ryko mean when he said that charges were still an option for you?
Oh, just some stupid stuff I did when I was...
Yeah, he meant it was impolite to kind of butt into other people's private lives.
I'm just saying that it could be kind of important. Maybe we could figure out, you know, some of the people that you might have been charged alongside could help us.
I don't think they'd take too kindly to you people.
Well, that's fine. I'm not suggesting that I confront them directly. What, do you think I'm stupid?
A little bit.
Well, I guess it's working then.
Alright, I'll ask some of my engineering buddies.
Okay. Well, like I said, you know, you're good with this sort of thing, so I just thought it was some sort of trade secret kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Well, it's the maker's mark.
Yeah.
I know it's a maker's mark, I just don't know the maker behind it.
Hmm, brand of whiskey.
Okay. Is there anything I can do to help?
Would you know anyone who knows maker's marks?
No! I just want to be able to help you. I'm sorry.
Well, we know for sure this is coming from somewhere in the Earth Kingdom.
Well, I mean, we could go to the Earth Kingdom. It's just that I think that it's a little bit too big for us to be going around and showing off this mark and being like, hey, do you know what this is?
Like I said, I can ask some of my engineering friends.
All right, well, we're all pretty much useless until you do that, so... All right.
You could always...
If you find any leads, just let us know.
Okay.
It would be most helpful.
Plan how to get in touch with each other.
What was that?
I know.
Plan some way to get in touch with each other.
Yeah, I was about to say.
So where do you want to meet up?
I'm pretty much always here. I mean, I have a couple of gigs around the city, but they're mostly at clubs that, you know, we haven't beaten up all the bouncers in.
Or that got stepped on by a giant mech.
That's also a problem. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I imagine we're going to be in the Earth Kingdom for a while. So you might not be able to go to any future gigs for a while.
I mean, this is the only place I have to live right now, so I'm always around here.
So, do you guys want to meet back here in like an hour or two?
Okay.
I shrug really hard because, I mean, I don't have any power to control this situation. And I'm desperately hoping that she's able to do something about this.
She already knows where it came from.
Yeah, I know she knows. I know she knows, but my character does not, is the problem.
You make a plan to meet back in a couple hours. Jesus, I don't know why that took all day.
Because it's us.
Because I really hate just spontaneously knowing things in a video game. Not a video game, in a tabletop game. Well, also in a video game, but, you know, that's an entirely different story.
Okay. Are any of you actually going and doing anything over those few hours?
No, just...
Let's get breakfast.
I think I already had breakfast.
Let's get breakfast again.
You go eat some disgusting vegetables.
Oh,
yeah.
Rice. That's right.
Vegetables are delicious. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not the way that the Air Kingdom prepares them.
What?
I said not the way the Air Kingdom prepares them.
Seriously? Like, their diet sucks
Air
balls?
Nation. New Air Nation. I'm a cook. I can cook things.
Toph does complain about it in the comics.
But that's Toph.
That's Toph.
Yeah.
She complains about.
Toph complains about everything.
Yep.
Also, what's his face? Sokka.
Yes.
I mean,
Sokka also complains about everything.
Yeah,
preference for meat as well as.
I mean, if we're drawing parallels to real life things, have you tried vegetarian Chinese food?
No.
The answer is it's fucking delicious.
It's fine. It tastes like vegetation.
It tastes like really
well cooked
vegetation.
No, like the imitation meat stuff.
Yeah. Tofu is gross.
What? What? No, you're objectively wrong.
I don't like the texture of tofu.
Not even if it's meat-like?
I can just have meat.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm firmly on Alice's side here. Vegetarian Chinese cooking is fantastic. Wow, that is the most frustrated I've ever heard you get, dear.
No, it's just sigh.
I know, right? That's the problem, is they're missing out.
I'm really, like, I can go eat meat-based Chinese food. It probably has some vegetables in there.
But, well, the thing about Chinese food is that it doesn't really have a lot of meat in its standard forms.
Oh, like, no. I'm not talking about authentic Chinese food in any...
Oh, okay. The thing about authentic Chinese food, like, if you ever have thought authentic Chinese food, is actually very heavily vegetarian, and it's fucking delicious.
Well, it has a fair amount of fish, depending on where you go to.
Ugh,
seafood
that's
is a big
true.
Thing.
But, I mean, well, mainland China, as opposed to, like, coastal China.
Fish are the grossest kind of meat.
There's lots of rice.
How can you hate fish?
They're the grossest
but
kind
rice
of meat.
Rice is sort of the last thing you eat.
Why does everybody hate fish that I know?
I don't hate fish. Unless it's poorly
I don't hate
prepared.
Fish.
I don't care
Kevin,
for fish.
Kevin, you hate fish.
What?
Kevin ate seafood when he was here.
He did.
Yeah,
he took us
fish.
To a seafood restaurant and made me eat fish.
I could have sworn that Kevin really hates fish.
No, I love fish.
He loves fish.
What about shellfish?
Shellfish are... I can do shrimp just fine. I like shrimp.
Okay. Admittedly, I'm not a true Rhode Islander.
Like, mollusks and whatnot, they taste like seawater and they're rubbery as all hell.
See, I'm not a true Rhode Islander because I actually really hate shrimp.
What? That has nothing to do with being a true Rhode Islander.
That's not a Rhode Island thing, shrimp.
Hating stuffies makes you not a true Rhode Islander.
It was quahog.
Stuffies are the only good seafood.
Yeah, stealthy is fine. But
you can say
doing
that.
doing a call hog in the shell,
I've done call hogs in the shell before, and that's like really
we may have drifted somewhat.
It's seawater flavored gum, basically.
I thought you didn't know. Oh, that's right. No, Alice does not like clam cakes. That's right.
I love clam cakes.
Clam cakes are okay.
God damn it, clam cakes are the best part.
I want clam cakes now.
Well,
oh man. Yeah, well, you can come back to Rhode Island.
I don't think we can.
If you hate yourself.
Well, the thing I miss from Rhode Island most of all is calzones.
Also hot wieners.
Like, wait, are calzones actually not a thing over there? Like,
they're a thing, but they're not.
Also, sandwiches kind of suck here.
They're basically a pizza that they fold up.
I mean,
which
sandwich
real
culture.
Calzone should be overflowing with spinach and pepperoni.
You know, I've heard from multiple people that diner culture in New England is apparently fantastic compared to other places. Like, diners and just eat-at places and like, mom-and-pop sandwich shops and stuff like that are a really big thing in Rhode Island, and I didn't realize. Yeah.
Sandwiches suck here.
Sandwiches
They're all owned by Koreans that just smother everything in mayonnaise.
Have you had a Korean sandwich?
Well,
no, they make like American sandwiches, but they're owned by Koreans.
Yeah, because Korean food is, I mean, Korean barbecue is fantastic.
Mm,
yeah, but that's not like they make an Italian grinder that's slathered in mayo.
Yeah.
I guess it's probably the inverse of how like Americans learned to cook Chinese food. I mean, Chinese people learned to cook Chinese food for Americans who eat a lot of meat. So maybe, like, the Korean interpretation of the American sandwich involves a lot of mayonnaise. I don't know.
Apparently there is a stereotype abroad that we eat hamburgers, like, every day.
Huh.
I mean, like, if
have you
think
ever...
of American food, what does that actually entail?
Hamburgers.
Yeah.
Did
Not
we
gonna
even
lie, hamburgers. That?
Steak? I don't know.
No, but
yeah,
we
definitely
didn't invent
steak
hamburgers.
Ribs.
It's just that, like, honestly, when you think of America, Americans eat enough meat that Capcom made a video game about it.
Meat is delicious. I will admit that I think meat is morally wrong. But that said, it is an evil that I will live with in myself.
Okay. It's probably wrong of me to think that meat is not necessarily wrong, but that there are certainly less wrong ways of preparing
it.
No, I think meat becomes morally wrong because you're killing something, and strictly speaking, you don't need to. Like, you can survive and thrive on a vegetarian diet. I just choose not to because meat is yummy.
So how do you feel about cats? I actually had an interesting discussion
Eating
with a vegetarian
cats?
Friend of mine. No, 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 no! Okay, I had a discussion. My buddy Ryan is vegan, and we had a long discussion for a few months about whether it was ethically okay for a vegan to own a cat, because a cat is an obligate carnivore, and there have been vegan cat diets, and they are explicitly insanely bad for cats.
Yes.
Like, borderlining on animal cruelty if you
try
to...
It is animal cruelty.
Cat.
The cats do not get their proper fat intake and will die.
Yeah, they don't get their proper fat intake, they can't synthesize all of the nutrients that they need, like all the taurine that they need from it. It's just... It's awful for them. And, we reasoned that it would be a morally good thing for a person who is vegan to do to not own a cat, because if they want to try and cause the least possible harm to animals possible, then the cat is an obligate carnivore, which means no matter what happens, it needs to eat meat products.
Yeah, so euthanize the cat.
Please
Well,
don't.
No, it just means that a vegan cannot own a cat.
That's fine
like,
with
that was
me.
That was the
I don't think it's morally wrong for a cat to eat meat because they can't subsist on anything else.
Right.
Yeah.
And
it's
then,
morally wrong to feed a cat a vegan diet.
Well, so what I thought was it would be an interesting thing to say that there's a less harm principle in one cow feeding 20 cats versus 20 cats being fed by 20 rats. You would end up killing 20 rats versus one cow, which
but
means
the fact
that
is
overall
that
we
of life for domesticated
have drifted
cats.
So far.
Well, I'm sorry.
A couple hours later, you all meet back up now that your conversation had a nice intermission for no reason.
And we'll end it there.
Chicken, say your thing.
Okay.
Hopefully, if she is, you all meet back in front of the president's house after second breakfast.
Yay, second breakfast. The best breakfast.
Zahar rolls up on her motorcycle.
Yep.
Where'd you get a bike like that? Seriously.
I made it. I told you that.
Yeah, she did.
Did she? Wait, I thought she... Okay, so she actually did make it. Like, I thought that she had purchased it. I'm sorry.
No, I made it. Like, I made it special for me.
God, that is a really sweet saddle cycle. I guess we really wouldn't call it a Sato cycle because, I mean, it's Sato, it's not made by Future Industries. It probably would be more
I used Future Industries stuff to make it when I worked there.
Let's right, call but you it made
ICE
it yourself.
ICE Mobile.
How about a
ICE cycle, that's it.
How about a Zahar cycle?
Nope, ICE cycle.
Why is it an ICE cycle?
ICE, internal combustion engine.
Or maybe like a har something.
Harbinger cycle, there we are. And
yeah, like a har something.
I don't know what you're getting at.
Okay,
anyways.
So guys, assuming that whoever made these mech tanks that exploded gave them to the Agni Kai without the Agni Kai thinking that they would just explode.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you think would do that?
Probably somebody who had a grudge against the Agni Kai.
And who do you think would have a grudge against the Agni Kai?
Literally anybody who is not the Agni Kai.
Who would do that can make mechs?
Some rival gang in the Earth Kingdom, because the Earth Kingdom, of course, has its own version of organized crime.
Yes, but I don't think the Earth Kingdom's organized crime is stepping on the toes of Republic City organized crime.
The Boulder?
I mean, are you sure about that? There's lots of organized crime groups out there. I mean, we haven't even scratched the surface. You know, sure, the Triple Threat Thryads and the Agni Kai have constantly fought over Republic City, but what if somebody decided they wanted to go into the Republic City? It'd be like the entire Earth Kingdom Mafia had decided to infringe on the Republic City organized crime, and the mecha tanks were just a way of taking out somebody really powerful in it.
I'm saying equalists.
Okay, but I mean, of course. I just figured that I'd go for the more rational solution.
More rational than
of equals? Some random gang in the Earth Kingdom being like, oh man, those firebending gang in a town that we don't run in. I hate them.
You
more
really
than
think
people
equalists,
that hate benders.
You really think that the equalists would have access to the Earth Kingdom's shipping and logistical routes?
Yes! Who made all of this shit?
Republic City, and then it was immediately shipped over to the Earth Kingdom in the last 3 years?
Let's see. Who ran one of the biggest companies of technology here?
Cabbage Corp?
Kuvira.
Kuvira didn't run anything.
I am
except for the Earth Empire.
So hard.
You realize we're pointing out completely rational solutions within the lore, right?
What's the other one? There's the Future Industries and...
Yeah, there's Future Industries, but I mean Future Industries hasn't been run by equalists for like years now.
Yes, but who started the big leap in tech?
Future Cabbage Corp!
Industry. No, they did not!
They absolutely did!
Who
Why do you
made
think they arrested
fucking planes?
Why do you think they arrested Cabbage Corp first?
Because wait,
so you're saying Future Industries has a equalist division?
But
they
I mean
did.
Well, they did, but
oh yeah. Huh.
So I'm saying that there are equalists that know technology that after Amand fell and was found out that he was a bender and people left,
Okay, well, the only way you would possibly know that is if you were an equalist yourself. That's just a stupid conspiracy.
She doesn't say anything.
So, look, what are we doing?
I agree we need to go to the Earth Kingdom. It's just that you're going to need to come up with a better lead.
I'm confused.
Don't worry about it.
Hmm.
Look, Zahar, I understand you that we have to go to the Earth Kingdom. Obviously, we do. It's just I think that we should be inspecting whatever organized crime exists in there, because they're going to try and get into the Agni Kai's territory.
I know it is equalists. Just trust me on this, okay?
Okay.
They have a city in the Earth Kingdom. And do you know what their sign is?
Let me guess. It's some kind of key?
Clockwork key in gold.
Okay. So, I'm not going to ask how you figured that out. But I want to know what I need to say if somebody else asks how you figured that out.
Your dad would know how I figured that out. The president would know how I figured that out.
Okay. Just... Now I feel bad.
Awkward.
Don't say that! That just makes it more awkward!
What did he say?
Awkward.
He said awkward.
Well, it was.
Of course it's awkward. We just found out about somebody's storied criminal past.
Criminal?
Told you not to cry.
You'll find out when you're older, and they write it into the history books. What, they don't make you read books in the Air Nation?
No, we read books.
Really? Because it seems like all you guys do is meditate all day.
It really does seem like all you guys do is meditate all day.
Reading is a form of relaxation and meditation. Just
but I mean,
read
how
books
do you concentrate
about airbending history.
But how do you concentrate on what's inside of the book if you're meditating?
What is even in airbending history? Oh, we got wiped
like
out.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be 100
had a
years
long
and nothing. Storied,
oh, we don't
long storied past
fight anyone
before that.
Well, no, I mean...
Meditating and not fighting people.
Well, no, hold on a second. Dallun did a really good job of just kind of wrecking everybody in the dock.
Wreck them, just
I pushed
disoriented.
People.
You did! There you go. See? Airbenders aren't, you know, completely impotent. Just, they probably
they just
didn't have the...
can't finish the deed.
Well, they just probably didn't have the infrastructure to deal with a Fire Nation attack.
We can finish the deed, we just prefer not to finish the deed, ever.
And that sounds completely reasonable to me. But seriously, how did you know that?
Do I
just want to hear you say it.
Do I have
not
to
you.
Say it again? The whole...
No, not you.
Really rude thing? Really impolite?
Yeah. Come on. I want to let you know that we won't judge you for it. Come on. Come on.
Okay, I think we're done here.
We don't care.
You're right, I don't care. Let's go.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I want to help you come to terms with this.
I have come to terms.
She's not asking for a counselor. Let's leave.
Do you really want to hear it?
You're not one.
Do you really want to hear it?
I'm going to go back to my bison, because this stopped being fun.
Okay.
Too much talking.
I was an equalist.
So?
I helped take over Republic City.
And?
I built the secret weapons.
Uh-huh. See? Nobody cares.
Well, clearly your dad doesn't trust me.
Okay, but
I see him shooting me dirty looks, like, every time.
And that's perfectly fine, but that doesn't mean that I don't have your back. So when you find these things out, you don't need to be, like, completely opaque about it, because we can help. So if you have information... What do you mean, help what? You go off to a bunch of people who are like, oh man, those benders, they sure are terrible. And you come up to them and you say, like, oh yeah, by the way, I happen to be working for President Ryko. Then all of a sudden what's going to happen is they're going to be like, you're a goddamn race traitor. I've seen this happen
it's
before.
It's part of my community service. It's part of why I'm not in jail.
Okay, well, we can help you. You don't have to be so secretive about everything.
Yeah, and it's not the equalist I'm afraid of.
Well, I'm not really afraid of the equalists either. I mean, they kind of have sort of become kind of a fringe thing.
Yeah, who just built some mech tanks that exploded on the dock.
Well, okay, I don't know how the equalists did this thing.
By having a city in the Earth Kingdom.
See, that's
new. That
does
not allow benders.
Is that where we're going?
I don't think you guys should go there.
Okay, well, we can't just do this. You can't do this alone. We kind of have to go investigate this thing because we're under direct orders to do so. So, that just means...
I got bored enough to start braiding Wimwe's hair.
I mean, what are we going to do? We're going to go there? We just don't bend. What is the difference between a bender and a non-bender other than doing a whole bunch of gestures and suddenly water appears in the air?
Non-benders wear hats.
Well, the oppression.
That's racist.
How is it racist?
No, not you, him. You're not wearing a hat.
I used to wear a hat when I wasn't a bender. I know what it's like.
And trust me.
It was a chef's hat.
Given the fact that I'm the only person here who was actually born a bender, everybody in this group, other than me, knows what it's like.
No one cares about my cooking anymore.
See? The only person that needs to watch out if we're going to go to this place is me, and I can take care of myself.
Well, the airbenders probably shouldn't advertise that they're airbenders.
Well, then that just means they need to stop wearing their... what are those, wing suits, you call them? I think I said wing suits earlier.
Well, and then there's the whole giant flying air bison.
Okay, so... I really can't do anything about that.
They were the original airbenders.
Yeah, just like badger moles were the original earthbenders and dragons were the original firebenders. I still don't know what the original waterbenders were. I think it's a pair of fish at the North Pole.
It's the moon.
It's the moon and tide. The moon and the tide.
I didn't pay attention in school, okay?
Yeah.
How
Sokka's
do I
girlfriend.
Know how you guys
got your Sokka's girlfriend.
Yeah, my girlfriend became the moon. That's rough, buddy. That's probably Dante Bosco's
sure.
best line in the entire series. That's rough, buddy.
Like, what the hell else are we supposed to say to that?
What? Yeah.
And he was there. He knows he's not making it up.
That's rough.
That's rough. Yeah, my girlfriend became the moon. Fuck the Water Tribe. Fucking hate the Water Tribe. I don't know why I'm playing a waterbender.
I know, they why couldn't even protect their moonfish.
What's that?
Why do you hate the Water Tribe?
Because
couldn't even protect their moonfish.
I was going to say, because they willfully split themselves apart in an effort to preserve their own ideas of culture and fly in the face of progress, whereas the Fire Nation clearly moves towards it.
Oh yeah, the Fire Nation was like,
progress. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, the Fire Nation seems like they did the most rational thing. They moved in the direction of technology. I don't agree with them attacking.
Well, also, they were the oppressors in a war. So
I mean, I don't agree with them attacking everybody, evil. But they certainly had evil. Like evil, there's nothing evil, wrong evil. With technological advancements.
Evil.
Hey, my ancestors are a Fire Nation, okay?
Evil yeah. technological ancients.
Okay, you guys start making plans for how you're going to approach Feiyu, the unbendable city. I'm going to stop because you guys have no attention span left.
I'm sorry.
This is probably true.
Are we ever going to, like, what's the policy on advancement in this, excuse me, in this game?
Oh, right, you left before I got my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the policy is terrible. Alice just did it.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I was on a bio break. How does advancement work? Please explain it to me.
It's in the rule book.
You meet your ideal.
Yeah, you reach good. A milestone in your ideal, and I feel that Sekfa has found herself a ticket to some fun. Mm. There's explosions and excitement and cool stuff and adult clubs
you never get
to go. I haven't found a ticket to pacifism by blowing shit up. I didn't blow shit up.
Yeah, that's true. And I actively refused a ticket to home.
You did indeed.
Yes.
Which, I mean, on its own, that I would say that is a step towards your ideal, because it's not so much achieving your ideal as your ideal produces an interesting
thing. Wow, I've been proving that I can go toe-to-toe with vendors.
You have been. Just, like, I'm guessing your ideal of equality is going to come up in an equalist city.
Yeah, it seems like it's
going
to be...
going
it
equality
seems like it's
the other way.
I actually can't wait for that to happen, because I feel like the airbenders are... The new airbending nation, with the exception of Tenzin and his kids, like, everybody knows what it's like to be a not-bender, like a non-bender, and they're coming into being a bender with that perspective. Some of them are going to be full of themselves, but I think some of them are going to be really progressive people.
Recorder's going off. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Boom.